Football Frenzy is live and on the air with the Game of the Week right here on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. It's time for high school football. Tonight on Football Frenzy, it's Manchester at Michigan Center. Tonight's contest is brought to you in part by True Community Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Level 1 Bank, AeroQuip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport, the Jackson YMCA, Hanover Horton Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, East Jackson Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Columbia School District, Kelly Express Mart, One North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, and the Clothing Carousel. Now, we send it to the press box for the call of tonight's action with Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy.
That's right. It's Jason Smith and Joe Cassidy. We are live from Harshbarger Road. It is homecoming here for the Michigan Center Cardinals as they get set to take on the Manchester Flying Dutchman here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. It's the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, and Joe, this is a game annually that's sort of been a little bit of a dogfight. You go back historically, and this is a game that's usually played right around homecoming for Michigan Center, and it's a game, no matter the record for the two teams, both of these teams are always in it seems like, until the very end.
Yeah, Jason, Manchester's not off to the best start this season. They are coming in at 2-3, beat up on a couple of not very good teams in East Jackson and Quincy.
Yep.
But both teams, Quincy and East Jackson, have yet to score a win so far in this 2021 campaign. However, Manchester was able to capitalize 35-7 against East Jackson, 37-30 against away at Quincy. So they're coming in, you know, feeling hot. They're on a two-game win streak. They started off rough, 0-3, got two wins under their belt. So they're coming in 2-3 to Cardinal Country, where we see a very, very hungry and upset 4-1 Michigan Center.
Yeah, the Cardinals come into this one, as Joe mentioned, 4-1. It was a red-hot start to the season, Joe. They didn't give up a point until they ran into Addison 2 weeks ago, and I can't stress that enough. They did not allow a point for four consecutive weeks. Enter into the game against Addison. It's a heartbreaker, a one-point loss. They had the lead. Addison came down, scored a touchdown, got the two-point conversion, put them up by one, left enough time on the clock to make it interesting, but unfortunately Michigan Center couldn't put any points on the board as time expired. But they rebounded quite nicely last week in a dominating performance against a Grass Lake team that's kind of given Michigan Center fits last year.
Yeah, Jason, I really think that Coach Troy Allen for the Cardinals had a really bad taste in his mouth knowing that his team had the ball at Addison with just under 4 minutes left on the clock, only down that 1 point, 36-35, where they had the lead for most of the game. Then they fought back and forth the second half, found themselves up two, and then they found themselves up a few, and then they found themselves down one. They were thinking, Coach Troy Allen is thinking, you know, we got this. If we can get a chip shot field goal or if we can punch in the end zone, we got plenty of time, and they were not able to convert. So I know Coach Allen, even though they rebounded last week at Grass Lake, he's still hungry for a big win here. And against Manchester, that's going to be a statement win if he can get it tonight.
Yeah, and they're going to lean heavily on our recruit specialized staffing scouting report player, and that is Caden Highland, who is playing, I guess you could call it an unfamiliar position, but I talked to some of the coaches earlier, and they said, you get Caden Highland in space, and he can do some damage.
Yeah, the name Caden Highland shouldn't come as a surprise to the listeners or to the fans of Cardinal Country, because this senior has just put his all into this program.
Yep.
Over the last few years as a running back.
Yeah.
As special teams and as a running back. But now he finds himself picking up a few snaps under center. So kind of like a wildcat position, but he can throw the ball if needed. I'm really looking for Highland to get a lot of scramble yards, looking for him to use his quick feet that we saw last year that took him so far into the state quarterfinals where they would meet their demise against Constantine. But Highland is very hungry, and I expect Caden Highland to eat tonight.
Yeah, he's a fantastic ball player. And we are excited to bring you this game, the K105.3 Football Frenzy Game of the Week between Michigan Center and the Flying Dutchman of Manchester. Make sure you head over to K105.3.com/footballfrenzy for your chance to win $1,053. I want to say thank you to Kelly Express Mart. We are here on the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. You just heard your recruit specialized staffing scouting report, courtesy of my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy. And as the stands fill in, Joe, for homecoming, for me, it's kind of a special one. A lot of familiar faces out here for me because it is homecoming, and it's also we didn't get to celebrate our 20th class reunion last year, so we're doing it this year along with the class of 2001. So a lot of familiar faces for me. This is kind of a fun homecoming for me for my alma mater as we see the band begin to take the field and everybody getting set to rock and roll. With that, we are going to take a four-minute break. We'll get you back with the kickoff Michigan Center will receive. It's the Kelly Express Mart pregame show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like apple cinnamon, maple pecan waffle, and pumpkin cream brulee. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll in Michigan Center. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. We laugh, we learn, we care deeply, and we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org. or by calling 764-5778. Go Cardinals.
At Tri-County Water, we're here to solve your water problems for good. If you're experiencing hard water buildup on fixtures and appliances, or noticing your water causing staining or having an unpleasant odor, we're here to help. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water problems for over 50 years and is still family-owned and operated. If you're interested in a new water softening or filtration system, get the ball rolling today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com. One of our experienced techs will test your water and give you a professional recommendation on the spot. We also service all makes and models. Whether you're looking for a new system, having an older system serviced, or simply looking for someone to deliver water or softener salt, Tri-County Water would love to earn your business. Schedule today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Any day is a great day to be at Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton School. Create in a better world, one student at a time. Go Comets.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heater to quit on you. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 for a free service call with complete repair.
Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime. Always on time, boy, you don't pay a dime.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, K105.3 Football Frenzy. The Michigan Center Marching Band wraps up the national anthem, and we are just about set for kickoff as the band wraps up the pregame festivities. The Michigan Center Cardinal fight song.
I always love a good marching band, I tell you that.
So the Cardinals are set to receive for this go-round here in our game tonight between the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Manchester Flying Dutchmen. Some other games we're going to be keeping an eye on around the area. Lumen Christie takes their 5-0 record out to Battle Creek to take on Harper Creek. Jackson High will meet 3-2 Tecumseh. Western is at home against Coldwater. Marshall takes on Northwest out on Van Horn Road. Columbia Central travels to Dundee. 5-0 Chelsea against Ypsilanti. 5-0 Addison takes on Union City. Grass Lake is at Napoleon. Hanover is at East Jackson. 5-0 Jonesville is at Reading. Onsted at 5-0 Hudson. The matchup we're going to be keeping a very close eye on, 5-0 Portland against 5-0 Lansing Catholic. Pomona Westphalia takes on Olivet. They're undefeated, Pomona that is. Pawpaw travels to 5-0 Edwardburg. Wayland goes into 5-0 Grand Rapids Catholic Central. And 5-0 Hudsonville Unity Christian taking on 5-0 Spring Lake. As the Cardinals take the field at homecoming 2021, very emotional homecoming for this team this year as they lost three former Michigan Center students tragically this year. And they are playing this season for them. And this was a loss that impacted this community greatly as a member of this community, and knowing those kids and knowing their families and how involved they all were and what they all mean to the community. This is a very special season for these Cardinals. And they come out to a very special song just for those three young men. And so they're playing with a little bit of passion this year, Joe, and it's reflected in their 4-0 record. And I kind of noticed it when I went down to the field to talk to some of the coaches for the Cardinals. They're a little bit banged up. They've got some guys that are sidelined with injuries. They've lost a lot of knees this year. I joked with Sarah, their trainer, as I was headed out to the field, and she's even in a boot. And I said, man, even the trainer's banged up for you guys right now. And she said, yeah, we've had some issues with some knees. She had some surgery of her own, and so it's just been kind of a rough go medically for them, but they are fighting strong, as we mentioned, and as you said, Caden Highland is under center for the Cardinals tonight, Joe, something that we've not really seen a whole lot of. He's normally a tailback, halfback, H-back, whatever you want to call him, but tonight he's going to be under center.
Yeah, Jason, we actually did get to see Caden Highland a little bit last year with the direct snaps and the Wildcat formations. But really, they relied so heavily on Joelkowski's rocket of an arm, and that was a huge loss for them last year when he graduated. But, I mean, if you have Caden Highland under center, and you know he's your go-to guy, and he was your go-to running back last year. Obviously, you got some formula. You got a formula for some really good success. So I look forward to seeing a lot of ground and pound by Mr. Highland down there.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Michigan Center, as we mentioned, getting set to receive the kickoff. They are going to be in their red uniform tops with white numbers, white helmets, white pants. They're going to be moving left to right on your radio dial. The Dutchman, white jerseys with their maroon numbering, maroon pants, and yellow helmets. Back deep to receive looks like Carter Hall.
I will say, Jason, I cannot wait until we can announce the winner at halftime of the float contest.
Always one of my favorites, and that is actually Mitchell Corwin that will take the kick. He's going to take it up the middle. He's going to be met by a couple of Dutchmen trying to wrestle off, but he won't get free, and he is going to be brought down at the 23-yard line, make it first and 10 for the Cardinals.
He's pulled down by number one, Gunnar Carson, the 5'9", 156 freshman, just going in and grabbing that jersey and pulling him to the ground.
So under center is senior 5'9", 185, Caden Highland. They will go pistol formation. Corwin behind him. Man in motion, now it's an option. Highland's going to keep it himself. He's going to get a nice little gain, trying to spin free, still on his feet. He's going to get across the 40. They'll actually spot him right at the 40-yard line, or excuse me, the 30-yard line. Make it second down and about four.
That's just Caden Highland doing Caden Highland-type things. We know him for being very elusive. He is great at breaking tackles. His yards after catch, his yards after contact is among the highest in the county. So I expect a lot of that from Caden Highland tonight.
Highland will go into the shotgun formation with Corwin to his right. And now we'll get a man in motion, and it's going to be an option keeper. Highland's going to take it. He's got the first down and then some across the 40. He's got running room to the 50, across the 40, now to the 30, still with space. Going to get a block, going to go all the way to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals. Caden Highland, 70 yards for the touchdown.
Jared Bunn and Aiden Kelly had no chance on that. Well, I shouldn't say no chance. Jared Bunn actually came within a few yards of Caden Highland, but Caden Highland turned on those afterburners, and he was gone. This crowd could feel that touchdown before that snap was even off. Great run there by Caden Highland.
Tremendous run by Highland, set up for the extra point. Kick is up, and it is no good on the signal. 6-0 is our score. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with the Dutchman on offense. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
For $10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like extra large avocados, Chobani Greek yogurt, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and Meijer Essential paper towels. Plus, get free pickup on orders over $35. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you live. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Michigan Center leads 6-0. Manchester will take over at the 22-yard line for their first offensive possession. The crowd getting fired up courtesy of multiple time state champion cheerleading team under the head coaching of Jessica Treefry.
And that poor cheerleader down there, we just saw her not too long ago wearing her homecoming dress. trying her best not to get sweaty before the presentation at halftime. Now, just for reference, Jason, because considering now, you probably know all these kids' parents in some way, shape, or form.
I do.
Number 40, Reed Scafe or Scafe?
Scafe.
Scafe, okay. Reed Scafe there with the takedown. Very textbook tackle.
So there will be a penalty against Michigan Center. This one's going to get walked off a handful of yards. So we will take over first and 10 from the 36 after the 15-yard penalty. Didn't see the referee's official signal. I think he went to the wrong sideline. So 10:52 to go here in our first quarter. And the Dutchman will have Cannon Duffing, the sophomore, under center. Man in motion. It's going to be a give to the tailback. He's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. And brought down for no gain on the carry. That was Wyatt Carson.
Trying to get a clear number. It looks like number 54, Joe Atkins, in there. That 6 foot 190, 191-pound senior frame. Definitely used all that to get that tackle at the line of scrimmage.
So make it second down in about nine. Shotgun formation. It's going to be a direct rollout. It's going to be complete. He's going to be met at the 40 and brought down. That is Wyatt Carson on the completion from Duffing. And it'll be third down and about six.
Dawson Swetland with a nice, nice sideline tackle. You wouldn't call it a push or a tackle. It was just nice.
So it'll be third down and six, it appears. They've got to get to the 46-yard line. Ball is spotted at the 40. 9:45 to go. Snap is away. It's going to be a roll to the right. He's going to look to throw. He's got the pass up. Incomplete.
Oh!
Intended for Jackson McGeehan, and that's going to bring up fourth down.
That was a good old-fashioned pass breakup by none other than the sole taker of the touchdown, Caden Highland, quarterback and safety / defensive back. Just great, great athleticism there.
So it'll be fourth down and six, and the punt team is Mitchell Corwin and number 23. That is trying to draw the Cardinals offside. They're unsuccessful. The snap is away. Good snap. Good kick. Nearly blocked. It's a nice spiraling punt taken by Shannon, and he's going to get free to the 40. Still on his feet. Trucks over a runner, and he's going to be brought down at the 43-yard line where the Cardinals will take over on offense.
Not much could have been done there by Jared Bunn. He was kind of, you know, in a whirlwind there. That 5'6 frame compared to what the 5'10, 5'11 frame. He just accepted a truck stick but is able to bring him down right with it.
First and 10, Highland from the shotgun. Shannon to his right. Runner in motion. It's going to be an option, and it is going to be Shannon with the carry. He's going to break a tackle, get free. He's going to get across the 50 and down close to the first down marker at the 46. There is a flag down. The flag was on the far side.
In the realm of a face mask, possibly?
Could be. Looks like it's going against Manchester, the way that they're making demonstrations. Oh, and it's going to go against the Cardinals. Interesting. And it looks like they're going to decline the penalty, so we'll see what the official call is. It is going to be a face mask against the Cardinals. That penalty is declined. A very interesting decision there to decline that penalty. And so
the ball must have went on the ground.
The Cardinals will now go first down. Oh, no, wait. Manchester's got the football,
there's
so they must
fumble.
Have lost the football at some point. So that is why they declined the penalty, and Manchester will take over. It's a give to Carson. He's going to be brought down very quickly. He will move the pile forward. Wyatt Carson gains about two on the play. Make it second down and eight. Still 9:02 to go. I didn't see them make any motion that Manchester had the football.
Neither did I.
A very interesting. Clock continues to run. 8:43 to go here in our first. Duffing from the shotgun. He's going to have Carson to his right. Snap is away. It's going to look quickly to his right. He's going to have a pass complete. And he'll be brought down at the 46. That catch complete to Jackson McGeehan, the 6'1 junior. It's a nice little weapon to have on the sidelines, Joe, a 6'1 receiver.
Absolutely. Looks like that was number 21, Avery Nahal, 5'7", 160-pound sophomore frame in there on that tackle. It was led by a flock of them, but...
Duffing rolls to his right, and it's actually a give. He had me fooled. Carson with the carry. He gains 2. It'll be 4th down and 3.
I got to think, do you go for it this early, or do you punt it off?
I think so. I mean, it's probably about where the Cardinals would end up anyway. Looks like Harper Creek tried to get first on the board, but their touchdown was nullified by a personal foul, so that game between Lumen Christie and Harper Creek is still scoreless. And it's going to be a give to Carson. He's going to be met at the line, and it looks like they're going to be short. Yeah, they are clearly short. That's going to be a turnover on downs, and the Cardinals will take over on offense.
Wow, 54. Couldn't get a, I believe that was Joe Adkins.
Yes, that is Joe Adkins. Familiar name for the center folks out this way.
A lot of familiar names on this roster. The good thing
yes.
about this season is they had a lot of juniors on last year's roster that took them so far.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest loss was Olkowski under center, but if you got Highland covering up, then
yep.
you're in good shape.
Highland from the pistol. He'll have Shannon behind him. Snap is away. Fumble.
Fumble.
And Highland is going to hang on to it, and he will take the half a yard loss or so, make it 2nd down.
Did not look like a clean handoff there.
No, it looked like maybe a option, and I don't think that was actually Brody Shannon on the carry. I don't think he was quite prepared to take that handoff. Harper Creek, missing a field goal, so that game's still scoreless out in Battle Creek for Lumen Christie. Shotgun formation, Caden Highland drops back to pass. It's going to be a bubble screen out complete, and he's got a lot of space across the 50, across the 45. Finally brought down at the 43-yard line. That's Carter McBride, the senior. His first reception of the game.
Ryan Kelly in there. Just chased him down the sideline. Not much more he could do about it, but still able to make the stop after McBride picked up a nice little chunk. And the Flying Dutchman head coach, a very, very familiar name to myself, Coach Ben Pack, used to coach my alma mater, Jackson High School.
Man in motion goes behind the formation. They're going to pitch it to him. That's Dawson Sweatland. Going to have a little bit of running room ball on the turf. And they're going to whistle it dead, and it looks like Manchester's going to retain. Manchester hangs on to the football, and that's another Cardinal turnover.
There's an old saying, ball security is job security, yours and mine.
Yep.
That is 2 fumbles on 2 straight drives. You got to clean that up.
Yeah, got to hang on to that. Mitchell Corwin with a fumble. Dawson Sweatland with a fumble as well. And this is a give to Carson from Manchester. He's going to be brought down hard. Actually, that is not Carson Shannon. They give it to Gunner Carson, the other Carson on the... So I was half right. The freshman tailback.
Brought down by a massive 6'3", 205-pound senior frame. Number 20, Verlandez Williams. That is a large individual.
2nd down and about 6 for the Dutchman. 5:11 to go here in our first quarter. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. He's hit hard and brought down after a minimal gain of about 2. Cannon Duffing on the carry. The sophomore took a big hit.
got stood straight up there. I'm trying to get a clear number. Looks like that was 55, Jordan Birch, which is another very, very familiar name to the Cardinal faithful. Birch is a big, big deal on that defensive line.
Now down to 4:30 to go here in our first quarter. It's third down and five. The Cardinals lead this one 6-0 after a 70-yard Caden Highland touchdown run. Snap. It's going to be a shovel pass, and he's going to get brought down quickly for minimal gain, maybe a yard. That'll bring up fourth and about four as Wyatt Carson couldn't break free on the shovel. Interesting. You don't see many shovel pass plays at the high school level, Joe.
To be fair, you don't see a lot of shovel passes in general at any level, and I love when I see them. Just because when you see a shovel pass, it's going to go either two ways. It's going to be an incomplete pass off a complete blunder, or it's going for big yards. And unfortunately, that one was just not enough.
Gunnar Carson out to punt. Snaps a little high, but he'll get the punt off. And that one's going to go up and over the head of Shannon. He has to go back to get it. And now he's going to take off running. He's going to try to get ahead to the 20, still trying to break tackles. He's finally going to be brought down at the 16. As the band will get set to play their traditional fire-up music between possession changes.
That was definitely textbook switching the field.
Yeah.
Flipping the field. Great punt. I cannot say that enough. He took the punt from about the 35-yard line. Now they find themselves at the 11-yard line.
That he did indeed. Highland takes over. First and 10. He's got Shannon. And now he's going to keep it himself. He's going to bust through the line and get ahead to about the, call it the 17-yard line. So it'll be second down and about four, maybe three on the play. 3:10 to go in our first quarter. Of course, our first quarter, as always, is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Highland takes the snap. It's a give up the middle to Shannon. He's going to get ahead to the 22. Going to be at that first down marker. Looks like he will have it indeed. And it'll be first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Now, if they want to get the turkey of fumbles, they really got to concentrate right here, because this would be prime field position. You're not able to move much with that Michigan Center defense. So if you're able to get the fumble, recover it, you got a chance at a field goal to put some points on the board.
Quick update out of town. Chelsea leads Ypsilanti 7-0. Chelsea's 5-0. Battle of 5-0 teams. Lansing Catholic leads Portland 7-0 as we get a flag on the play.
Oh, a little bit of false start.
Yep, sure was. Or illegal procedure at this level, so they'll walk it off 5 yards. Not sure why they refer to it as illegal procedure and not false start at this level, but I digress.
I really hope I'm not going to be hit with a fine by the MHSAA for calling it false start.
That's all right. I call false start all the time, so we'll be okay. But if you wanted to learn proper terminology and become a referee yourself, go to MHSAA.com.
Are they looking?
Always. Can never have enough officials. So it'll be first and 15. Caden Highland's going to take it himself. He's going to struggle to get to the 20, but he will with forward progress. And it'll be second down and about 14 with 2 and 10 to go in our first.
Michigan Center looking a little unsure, and we didn't see any of that all last season.
Yeah. Shannon next to Highland. He's going to roll out, looking to throw. He's going to get sacked. He's still on his feet, finally brought down for a 5-yard loss on the sack. It's going to be third down and about 18 to go.
Now, he was on his way down, but Garrett Pope finished off the job there for the Flying Dutchman.
That he did. So it'll be third down and long. End of the first quarter out in Battle Creek, Harper Creek. No score between the 5-0 Titans and Harper Creek at 3-2.
I believe that's the first time Michigan Center has Lemon Christie's been able to hasn't been able to score in the first quarter.
Highland looking to throw. He's going to look deep. He throws it deep over the middle. Has to come back for it. Jump ball incomplete. Intended for Carter Hall, who goes down hard. No flags on the play. It'll be 4th and 15 with 56 seconds to go.
I mean, that was solid defense. No reason to pull out the flag on that.
Yeah, it was a jump ball.
Just double coverage. Yep,
50-50 ball. A little bit underthrown by Highland.
He runs right past the trainer.
Yeah,
letting her know, I'm all right.
I'm good. Just need a minute to compose myself. The punt is away. Pretty good punt. Spiraling into the lights. It's going to take a bounce. And basically just a nice little stop dead right on the bounce. So the Dutchman will take over at the 48-yard line of the Cardinals. 48 seconds to go.
Now, Manchester hasn't been able to get much going offensively, but if they find something offensively, I think now is a prime time, because you got 48 seconds left here in this first quarter. You're only down 6-0, but if you get a score here to end the first quarter, you got momentum going your way and going into the second quarter for half and after that for halftime.
48 seconds left. Duffing from the shotgun. He's going to fake, going to throw it over the middle. It's complete. And they're going to have close to the first down. That's Andrew Campbell, the junior, on the reception.
And that's Carter Hall with the stop there. Was only off for a single play, then he's in there to pick up the scraps for that tackle.
Now down to the final 20 seconds of the quarter. The Dutchmen look like they may try to get one more playoff here. Duffing in the shotgun, Carson to his right, and it is a give to Carson. He's going to have it up the middle, and he is going to have a lot of space to the 20-10, untouched to the end zone. Touchdown, Dutchman. This game is tied at 6.
Did I just call that again, Jason?
Yep. Wyatt Carson on the score.
Nice little scamper for Carson. Number 4, Mitchell Corwin, not much he could do about it. I mean, he was at a disadvantage from the get-go, but he was able to catch up, put those burners on, but not until just a little too late when Carson was prancing in the end zone for the 6.
So they'll get set up for the extra point. Max Edwards looks to make this a one-point game. We're tied at 6. 3 seconds to go here in our first quarter. And snap is good, kick is away, and it is good. So Manchester jumps out to a 7-6 lead with 3 seconds to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you. It is 7-6 Dutchman over the Michigan Center Cardinals. It's homecoming here on Harshbarger Road for the Cardinals. 3 seconds left in our first quarter. The Cardinals have had kind of a shaky start to get things rolling here. A couple of turnovers, some fumbles. Kick is away, and it is a good kick. Line drive right into the hands of a new returner. We'll get his info here just a second. He's got a lot of running room. Doesn't even meet a defender until the 40-yard line, where he is brought down for the stop. And that is number 44 on the carry. That is Kyron Lane, sophomore.
I think I'm going to have to induct you into the Hall of Fame here.
I didn't do much for athletics, so.
But you're a pretty good shortstop, right?
Yeah. Couldn't hit.
Oh.
Saved my life. So they're inducting members of the Cardinal Wall of Fame. Briefly between possession changes, the Cardinals will take over first and 10 as we end our Minuteman Sewer and Drain first quarter with the score 7-6.
You know, I hate going back on something that happened before the game even started, but that tribute to the three young men that lost their lives out at Faster Horses, that song gets me really, really emotional. So hearing it, what a very, very touching tribute. Good job by the Cardinals.
So first and 10, Caden Hyland from the pistol. He'll have Shannon behind him. Tailback is in motion. It is a keeper by Hyland. He's got a seam, and he's going to take it. Still on his feet. Gets close to the 50. He'll be brought down with the nose of the football at the 50. It'll be second down and very, very short.
I really hope just because he's 1 for 2 for passing, that doesn't scare him away from the air game, because he's going to need a little bit of an air raid to really open this game up.
Yes, and last week, as a couple of people mentioned to us, Caden had 4 rushing touchdowns, a couple touchdowns through the air, and he has not been a slouch tonight. Hit the lone center score in the first quarter, a 70-yard run by Hyland. Man in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep. It's a give to Brendan O'Dowd. He's got a lot of running room across the 40 down to the 36. First down for the Cardinals, courtesy of, that was Brody Shannon on the carry, the junior.
Shannon brought down there by number 6, Aiden Kelly.
Got a quick out-of-town scoreboard update between Lumen 5-0 and 3-2, Battle Creek, Harper Creek. We've got 9:02 to go in the first half. Harper Creek leads 7-0.
Also have another scoreboard update. Lenawee Christian on top of Climax, 7-0.
First and 10 for the Cardinals. Shannon takes the snap. It's going to be a devised run for Shannon. He's got a lot of room on the sweep to the right side of the formation. We're going to get a flag coming in late. And the ball will be spotted at the 27. Caden Hyland's helmet comes off, so he's going to have to come off the field for a play.
That is not what you wanted. He gets that fantastic run. There's a flag on it, and he's off for one play because his helmet popped off.
So we'll see what the official ruling is. It is a personal foul against the Dutchman, and it looks like Caden's going to be allowed to go back onto the field for this one. So they're walking it off the wrong direction, so we'll try that again. There we go. We got it the wrong way. Big help from the crowd here, letting them know that they were headed in the wrong direction.
And this home crowd is really packed out. I am so glad that high school football is back.
Napoleon up on Grass Lake, 7-0, just down the road. Runner in motion from the pistol at Shannon. He's going to pitch it, and he's got a runner, and he's got a lot of space up the middle. Avery Nahal with the carry down to the 5, and it'll be first and goal for the Cardinals with 10:35 to go in our first half. I want to mention again a big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for bringing us the first quarter of our game. We had a couple of scores, a 70-yard touchdown run by Caden Hyland and a 38-yard score by Wyatt Carson. Gets us to our 7-6 Manchester lead here with 10:23 to go in our half. First and goal for Hyland and the Cardinals from the pistol. Nahal goes in motion. It's a give up the middle to Shannon. Breaks some tackles, and he's all the way in, and there's a flag on the play. So we'll hold off on the score Looks like the touchdown is going to get waved off, and it is a hold against the Cardinals.
Wow. That was a fantastic run if that would have stayed.
So they'll walk this one off a little bit. And it'll be first and goal from the... Looks like the 18-yard line is where the official spot is.
Also, we'll do a say this real quick, that Manchester, they're not a hop, skip, and a jump away from here.
It's a haul.
It's a
good drive.
It's a haul of just back roads, and they traveled pretty well. Got a good 45, 50 people over there.
So first and goal from the 19 for the Cardinals. Runner in motion, and it's a botch play, and Highland's just going to keep it himself, and he's going to turn it into positive yardage. He's going to hang on to the football, and he'll be brought down at the 16-yard line. Gain of 3. Makes it second down and about 16.
For 76, Brett Harvey, the 6'3", near 300-pound frame in there on that takedown.
9:32 to go in our game, in our half, rather, excuse me. The Cardinals looking to punch it in and take the lead back from the Dutchman. They've got a long road to hoe. It's second and goal from the 16-yard line. Shannon takes the snap. He rolls to his right. He's looking for a receiver. He's got a man, but he can't find him just yet. Now finds him. It's complete, and he's knocked out of bounds right away. And that is complete down the sideline to Carter McBride. And, Joe, that looked like it just kind of a hook route, button route type of thing. He just planted his feet and stood there and made his way over to the sideline where he was going to be able to complete that pass and have a little bit of room to move.
I like to call the hook or the button hook the old reliable. What's the term you use? Safety valve?
It's kind of a safety valve, yeah.
I mean, not much risk in it. A little bit of risk in it, but not a lot of risk in it.
Yeah. Highland fakes the give. It's a fumble. Highland picks it up. Now he's going to head to the far sideline to the left side. Flag on the play. Highland's in. We'll see what the flag is on the backside. There's actually two flags down. I don't know if it was for the same incident, but Highland brought it in. We'll see what the official call is. So wherever it is, it's a spot foul from the 2.
Oh.
And it's going to go against the Cardinals. It's holding.
2 touchdowns on the same possession being called back for the same penalty.
Yeah, head coach Troy Allen is going to be pretty upset as that one gets walked off from the 2. So it'll be third and goal from the 12. And now we're going to get a timeout from the Cardinals sideline. We'll take a timeout ourselves. We'll take 30 seconds, come back with a crucial third and goal. K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Columbia Virtual Academy is a robust online educational program for kindergarten through 12th grade. Caring and dedicated teachers work with children to ensure superior academic success. Columbia Virtual Academy is perfect for students who are homebound, homeschooled, or in need of credit recovery. Our kind and thoughtful Virtual Academy staff can open the door to greater educational success. Columbia School District, leading the way in Jackson County, from preschool and early 5 through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It's a crucial third down and goal from the 12 for the Cardinals. They have had 2 instances where they have put the ball in the end zone both times. The ball has come back courtesy of a holding call. And now they will have another opportunity at it. Third and goal from the 12. 8:15 to go in our half. Man in motion. Shannon's going to roll to his right. Looking. Going to whip it into the end zone. Corner route incomplete. Intended for Carter McBride. That'll bring up fourth and goal from the 12.
If he'd have brought that pass down even the slightest little bit, I'm talking a matter of an inch and a half, that's a touchdown. He put the ball in the perfect spot, just a little too high.
So it's fourth down and goal from the 12. Reed Scape is on. And it looks like McBride will hold. Scape, a left-footed kicker. Looking to put 3 points on the board and give the Cardinals a 9-7 lead. Snap is down, kick is away, and it is no good on the field goal attempt. So Scape misses, and that will turn the ball back over to the Dutchman. We'll keep it here.
Cardinals just really unable to strike pay dirt there. They had two touchdowns that were called back for the same exact thing. Coach Allen is not going to be happy when he sees the film.
Yeah. So the Dutchman will take over. First and 10, 8 minutes to go in our half. They lead it 7-6. Cardinals' inconsistent play has cost them a couple of touchdowns in this one. And now they're going to walk it up to the 20. Not really sure why they walked it up to the 20. But they will take over at the 20-yard line nonetheless. First and 10 for the Dutchman. And it is a give to Carson. He's going to be met and brought down at the 26-yard line. Pickup of about 6. It'll be second down and 4. Got a couple out-of-town scoreboard updates for you. Hudson is up 6-0 on Onsted. Lansing Catholic is 5-0, pulling away from 5-0. Portland 14-0. And Lumen and Battle Creek Harper Creek are tied at 7. Duffing fakes. It's going to be a screen pass out. It's complete. And he's going to break a tackle. Still looking to get free. Now he's going to be pushed backwards. Forward progress will get him to the 25-yard line. That's Andrew Campbell on the reception. So negligible gain, we'll call it. And we'll keep it 3rd and 5.
Now that could have been a heck of a lot worse, Jason. But Kyron Lane, number 44, that 6'1", 160 frame, just stuck with the ball carrier the whole entire time, just allowing enough time for his Cardinal teammates on that defense to scramble in and take him down. It looks like it's not positive yardage.
Yeah, so they will push it back a yard, 3rd and 6. Duffing's going to look deep on the pass. He's got a man complete. That's Jared Bunn, and he is across the 50 now to the 30. Finally brought down. We'll see where the official spot is. It's going to be the 19-yard line. And it'll be 1st and 10 from the Cardinals' 19 on the big gain. The connection between Cannon Duffing and Jared Bunn.
Looks like you got an injured Cardinal down there.
Yeah, indeed, on the far sideline. We'll take a 1-minute break here, and we will come back. 1st and 10 for Manchester, K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
It's any trade goes at Kia of Lansing, Kia of Jackson. Bring us any old trade-in and get $3,000 guaranteed minimum money for it. Push it, pull it, drag it. I don't care what you got to do. Bring me that old car and get $3,000 for it. Plus, get 0% financing on 22 Kia Sportage SUV and new car payments. They're lower than they've ever been. They start at $139 a month because I'm Skip Young and I want to see ya in a Kia.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
At Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards. The KiaGiants.com. Max trade toward the purchase of select new Kias. $1,666 per month per 1,000 borrowed for 60 months at 0% APR with zero down. With approved credit, expires month end.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here from Michigan Center, where the Dutchmen lead the Cardinals 7-6. It's homecoming for the Cardinals, and they are going to be short one player as Avery Nahal, the sophomore, comes off the field a little shaken up. He'll make his way to the sidelines, where the Dutchmen will take over first and 10 from the Cardinal 20-yard line. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update. 5-0 Lansing Catholic leads 5-0 Portland 21-0. Interesting score there between a pair of undefeated teams. Meanwhile, Cannon Duffing leads his Dutchman. He'll be in the shotgun formation, first and 10 from the 20. 6:29 to go in our half. Man in motion, and it will be a give to the runner in motion. That's Brady McGeehan, and he is going to go for a big gain down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Dutchman.
Cardinals brought down by number one. Brought down by Cardinal number one, Brody Shannon. Michigan Center defense just not looking right at this exact minute.
Been very inconsistent in this first half. Duffing takes the snap a little bit high, but he's going to give it to Carson, and he's just going to bulldoze his way forward, and he'll have positive yardage down to the one.
Well, we'll see a flag on the play. That was great form by that center official.
That's going to be a hold against Manchester, and it'll be a spot foul from the 5, so it'll be first and goal from the 15. So the official call is holding indeed. Now down to 5:55 as the Dutchman will have a long way to go. First and goal from the 15, I should say. Duffing from the shotgun. He's got Carson to his left. Runner in motion. They're going to fake it to him. He's going to throw. It is a safety valve. Incomplete. Looking for Garrett Pope. Bring up second and goal.
Even if Pope gets the reception, he's not going very far because Brody Shannon was right on his back.
So second down and goal from the 15-yard line. From the shotgun, Carson to his right, two receivers out to his right as well. And it's going to be a give to Carson. He's going to try to get the corner. He's going to get wrestled down. Big-time tackle there, Joe. 1 yard gain on the play.
Noah Mass just not giving any room on that. Grabbed him right by the jersey and spun him around. And we're going to see another injury timeout as there's now a flying Dutchman down on that play.
Yeah, the Dutchman have a man down. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. It's now third and goal from the 14-yard line, 5:24 to go. And while we've got a – he's going to actually run off under his own power, so we'll just keep it here on the broadcast. And I was going to flip it over and have a conversation about the new playoff system, Joe, and how these two teams are shaping up playoff points-wise, but we will keep it here. And looks like the ball player that went down was Wyatt Carson, so that'll be a big loss until he can get himself back into this game. Third and 14, meanwhile. Duffing has a familiar last name in the backfield with him. It's Gunnar Carson, the younger Carson of the two, the freshman. And a blitz is coming, and he almost timed it perfectly.
Wow.
Oh, man. It was a timeout from Manchester as they dodge a bullet there, Joe. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. And Caden Hyland timed that perfectly. That ball, the snap came off. Cannon Duffing almost handed Caden Island the football because he wasn't expecting him to be standing there.
Wow. Coach Ben Pack right there. He came out to close to the far hash to say, hey, I called a timeout.
He couldn't call it fast enough. He saw Caden coming in, and it was well-timed by Coach Pack. As the Cardinal cheerleaders get set to hand out some T-shirts. Getting ready to toss them into the crowd. These are always fun because some of these cheerleaders have some cannons on them. They will fire those T-shirts deep into the crowd as we get set to resume play here. 5:10 to go in our half. It's third down and 14, so third down and goal for the Dutchman.
Piega just said $5 if the cheerleaders can hit the press box with those T-shirts.
Duffing's going to roll out. He's got a man in his face. That pass is going to be complete to the younger Carson. He's actually going to lose yardage back to the 14-yard line. So actually no gain on the play. Complete to Gunner Carson on that play. It'll be fourth down and 14 with 4:48 to go. Clock is running. The field goal unit is out. And that is Max Edwards, the senior, getting set to kick it away. The ball will be held by Jackson McGeehan. This one will be a 36-yard attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, and it's got the distance, and it is good. So they'll hang a three spot on the board, stretch this lead to 10-6. 4:20 to go in our first half. We'll take a one-minute break. We're back with the Cardinals on offense. K105.3, Football Frenzy.
Hello, my name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School.
I'm Jeff Punches, assistant principal and athletic director at East Jackson. The recent pandemic has taught us that the traditional way of delivering education simply does not work for today's student.
At East Jackson, our focus is not just on standardized test scores. Our focus is on our students. We understand the importance of reading, writing, arithmetic, but we want our students to be able to develop life skills, like balancing a checkbook or changing a tire.
While we love utilizing our one-to-one technology, a computer will never replace the value of a classroom teacher or the value of hands-on activities and student-to-student interaction.
At EJSS, we want to bring back the school experience. And while we focus strongly on academics, we still love to have dress-up competitions.
We have pep assemblies,
rap battles.
We even have student versus staff dance-offs.
Education has changed, and at East Jackson Secondary School, we are changing with it. For more information, please check us out at eastjacksonschools.org or pop in and visit anytime.
Tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
10-6 our score. Manchester hits a field goal to the tune of 36 yards, and it's 10-6 Manchester with 4:20 to go in our half. Back deep to receive for the Cardinals is Caden Highland. He's going to take this one from about the 10. And he slipped and fell. He had some running room, tried to make a cut, and fell. And the Cardinals will take over at the 24-yard line. Getting to that time of day, Joe, where the sun has now started to set. It's behind the tree line here in Michigan Center. The temperature's coming down, which means the moisture in the ground is starting to come up. And that could prove dangerous for some of these players out here. We may see some more people slipping and falling as the evening goes on. First and 10 for Highland and the Cardinals. Runner in motion. Snap is away. And it's going to be a give to the runner in motion. And he is going to be met for a big loss of about 3 yards on the play. And that is Dawson Swetland.
Number 73, Cody Branner, did his best Caden Highland impression. Just broke right through that, timed it perfectly.
As we'll get some clock maintenance.
Touchdown, go red. Some of these cheers are really, really creative.
Yeah, this is a school that is a multiple-time state champion in cheerleading under the direction of Coach Tree Fry. Also is a junior high math teacher here at Michigan Center. So it'll be 10-6 the score. 4:10 to go. The Cardinals have a second down and 12. Now down to 4:08. Highland takes the snap. It's going to be an option. He's going to keep it himself. He's got positive yardage, still on his feet across the 25. Forward progress will get him to the 28, where it'll be third down and about six.
Jeff Loomis grabbed the shoulder pads, and he did not let go on that.
So it'll be a long third down here for the Cardinals. 3:24 to go. Highland looking for a quick throw, incomplete. Intended for Carter McBride. That'll bring up fourth and seven.
You know, you never ever can tell what's going to happen in this rugged Cascades League, this Cascades Conference.
So we'll be back at it, fourth and seven. And it looks like back will be Mitchell Corwin to punt this one away. Gunnar Carson to receive.
Manchester not playing very deep on that, but
good punt, and actually it'll be waved off by Jackson. McGeehan takes a center bounce, and they will down it at the 29.
A nice 50-yard punt there, or 49-yard punt. Started at the 28, ended at the 29.
So 3:03 to go in our half. The Dutchmen trying to extend their 10-6 lead. Stay tuned at halftime for the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. Get you all caught up on all the scores around the area. It's a give on the sweep. That is Brady McGeehan, and he is going to be brought down for a gain of about two. Make it second down and eight.
Got a couple out-of-town scores, Jason. Mason 7, St. John's 0, and it looks like Clinton's on their way to a running clock against Blissfield as they find themselves up 28-6.
Couple of very good games here this week. Now down to 2:25 here in our game. Duffing hands off to Carson. He's going to have a positive gain. He's trying to get to the 35. Forward progress will finally be stopped at the 34-yard line. That's the elder Carson Wyatt on the carry. We'll get a timeout from the Cardinals sideline. But we'll keep it here on the broadcast while we do that. Jackson High missed a two-point conversion, and Tecumseh leads that one 14-12. Meanwhile, in our game, Michigan Center, and this is something we will likely talk about during the Dr. Steve Davenport Jackson Pediatric Dentistry halftime show, haven't been the most disciplined team on both sides of the football so far, Joe.
Yeah, it feels like this is kind of just, I don't want to say Bush League, but it kind of feels Bush League. It feels very
center's better than this.
Unpracticed.
Yeah.
Unpracticed, I should say.
It's very undisciplined, kind of sloppy.
Yes, yes. Now, we've seen a really good Manchester team. We've seen a really good Michigan Center team. Just we haven't seen a really good Manchester and Michigan Center team tonight.
Yeah, they came to play tonight, and it shows in the 10-6 score as we get closer to halftime. They'll look to throw. Pass is away. It is knocked down, incomplete, intended for Jackson McGeehan. Good coverage over there by the Cardinals.
That was low, but had it been caught, Carter McBride was right on his tail once again. McBride is doing a really good job of finding where the ball is at.
So that brings up fourth and five for the Dutchmen, and they will bring out the punt team. Gunnar Carson back to punt it away. Caden Highland and Mitchell Corwin back to receive.
Now, if there's not another high snap, I expect a lot better punt than the last one, and the last punt was amazing. Carson has a leg.
Snap is away. Good snap. Kick is away, and it is a booming kick, and that's going to take a bounce at the 45, and a big Manchester bounce. That's going to go all the way down to the 15-yard line. That was a monster punt, Joe.
Textbook flipping the field. Doing a great job. Carson's just doing a phenomenal job on those punts.
About a 55-yarder for Manchester, all told. Now down to 2:01 to go. Caden Highland, we'll see what he can do here. He's going to roll to his right. He's looking for a receiver. He doesn't really have anybody. He's going to just bomb the ball deep, and he's going to throw it. Actually, really, the only one who had a shot to catch that was one of the cheerleaders for Manchester. So the pass is incomplete. Make it second down and 10.
And Jason, she didn't look all that interested in going for that.
She did not. No. I don't think she knew it was coming. That's the problem.
I mean, a minute 54 is plenty of time for this Michigan Center team to march down the field.
Yeah, they're, what, first or second play from scrimmage on offense resulted in 6 points, and they have done nothing since. Man in motion, and they're going to look to throw Highland over the middle. Incomplete.
Oh.
Nearly intercepted. He was intending for Brody Shannon.
Dawson Swetland absolutely leveled Jared Bunn there. Bunn almost had the pick, just went right through his hands, but Swetland was waiting there to change his mind about that interception.
So third and 10 now. 1:47 to go. The Cardinals still at their 15-yard line. Looking to try to get some forward progress going here before we hit halftime. Highland going to go empty backfield. Five receiver set. He will drop back. Now he's going to keep it himself on the QB draw. He's got a lot of running room across the 20 to the 25. 30, still on his feet. And he is brought down at the 34-yard line for a Cardinal first down.
Jackson McGowan, the 6'1", 158 junior there. Not much he could do. Just had to lower his body and wrap him up. And he wrapped up Highland just in time, or else Highland would have had six. He had a lot of space on that, Jason.
He did have a ton of running room. Picks up the first down. Clock is still moving, though. 1:28. Highland going to go empty backfield one more time. Five receivers set. He will take the snap. A little bit of a bad snap. He's just going to have to run it. And he will. He's still on his feet. Positive yardage again. Across the 35 to the 37.
Do I smell a bonfire?
Yeah, maybe. A lot of woods out here.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
57 seconds to go now. Hurry up offense for the Cardinals. Shannon's going to roll to his right. He's going to fire. Incomplete. Looking for Carter McBride once again on that right sideline. Now down to 48 seconds.
I mean, what can you do? You're on your own 37-yard line. You got 48 seconds left in this half to, you know, at least put some points on this board, but it's a third and seven. And this seven doesn't feel like seven. It feels like it's 14. Because they have been, ever since that first drive where they scored, yards have came very sparingly.
Yeah, they've been at a premium here. 48 seconds to go. Third down and seven. And Highland's going to keep it himself. He's going to go right up the middle. Got a first down. Runs over a tackler. Gets to the 50-yard line. And we've got a timeout from the Cardinal bench. We'll take a timeout ourselves. 30-second break. And we're back with the final 45 seconds of this half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit JacksonYMCA.org.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 43 seconds to go here. The Cardinals have a first and 10. They have finally gotten the football into Manchester territory. The ball is, the nose of the football, rather, is at the 49-yard line.
Meanwhile, the tail end of the football, almost at the 50. But positive yardage nonetheless.
Caden Highland, four receiver set. He's going to take it himself and run to the right. It's a designed run. Now he's going to cut it up. He's got the corner, runs into a blocker, and has to fall down at the 44-yard line.
Flag.
And there is a flag down on the sideline in the area of the Manchester bench. So it could be a sideline warning.
I heard the heard some of the crowd over there cheering a little bit. I wonder if it's going to be a taunting, possibly.
And that is going to be a penalty against the Cardinals.
And now you just push yourself back to behind the 50-yard line once again with 30 seconds to go.
And that's going to push them way back behind the 50. They will actually head all the way down to the Cardinal 40. Now the clock will run, 28 seconds to go, first and forever for the Cardinals. Highland takes a bad snap, now he's going to roll to his left, he's going to look out to the sideline,
oh.
Incomplete, intended for Carter Hall. That'll bring up second down and a mile. They need about 21 yards for the first down, 19 seconds to make that happen.
He needed to put that one behind him, and he put that one in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be a little more disciplined than that. You got 19 seconds. And I'm looking at timeouts. Each team has two timeouts. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong...
Yeah, nope. The timeouts aren't on the board, but the Cardinals, I believe, have one left. Highland. Third down and forever takes the snap, and it's going to be a designed run for Highland. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to pick up a couple to the 42, and I believe that will do it for the half. They're down to 8 seconds.
That is the exact play I would have called in the same position that Coach Allen was in. So,
and that will end our half. So our score at halftime is the Manchester Flying Dutchman 10, the Michigan Center Cardinals 6. We will take a quick one-minute break. We'll come back. We'll recap the scoring here. We'll get you the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you rolling through the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With 5 dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. You Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It's halftime from Harshbarger Road. And the Manchester Flying Dutchmen lead this game over the Michigan Center Cardinals 10-6. We'll run down the scoring summary here on the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. Caden Highland, the first or second play from scrimmage, Joe, goes 70 yards for the score. That's Bennett for the Cardinals, a team that for the first 4 weeks had no problem hanging 40-some-odd points without blinking an eye.
Just going to go down the numbers, Jason. They went to Homer, beat them 39-0. Went to Hanover, beat them 42-0. Came home, beat Bronson 55-0. Then they went to Addison, 35-36 loss, and then went to Grass Lake and won 49-14. This first half has not looked like a team that can hang 40, 50, 60 points, which is, it's different because you know they can't.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling because you know they're capable. We've seen it. We saw it time and time and time again. We followed them most of the postseason last season and that weird season and finished up at, was it Richland High School? Or Gold Lake High School, I believe. Yeah, Gold Lake High School.
Yep.
When they lost to Constantine, but even then, they looked pretty good. Just that defense couldn't stop the run against Constantine. But that was last year. This is this year. You know, they're 4-1. They gotta clean things up. Coach Troy Allen for the Cardinals will not be happy when he sees the film.
Yeah.
From that first half alone. Second half, hopefully it's a lot cleaner. Hopefully it's better for him. But yeah, 10-6 right now. You find yourself down to a team that's 2-3 that only beat teams with no wins. There's some things you got to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, for the Dutchmen, they've hung 10 points on the board, and comes courtesy of a 38-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Carson, followed by a 36-yard field goal by Max Edwards on the kick to make it a 10-6 football game. And Manchester's just looked a little bit more in control.
I was going to say poised, but same thing. Yeah. They've taken it over. What we've been seeing, Jason, is that first drive was 76 yards to the house total on that drive, capped off with that 70-yard dash by Caden Highland. But since that first drive, they haven't gained 40 yards.
Yeah.
They have really, really struggled. Now, Caden Highland is really close to breaking that 100-yard rushing mark just off that first run alone. And then the small runs are adding up. I'm sure he's a little over 100 yards now rushing, but that's not going to do anything if your defense cannot stop that Flying Dutchman offense and your offense can't hang on to the ball.
Yeah. Yep. As we continue to roll through halftime here at Michigan Center, the floats have already been introduced. The theme was movies this year. The senior class won that competition, and now they're introducing the homecoming court here on the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. And while they're introducing all of them, Joe, let's run down some of the scores from the out-of-town scoreboard. Madison leads Morenci 40-0. We also have Tecumseh leading Jackson High 14-12 after they missed a two-point conversion. Clinton leading Blissfield 35-6. Unbeaten Lansing Catholic leads unbeaten Portland 21-7 as they finally were able to put some points on the board. Clare leads Marquette 33-32 in the fourth. Mason is up 21-0 over 1-4 St. John's. Western and Coldwater at halftime, they're tied at 0. Chelsea's up on Ipsy 28-0. Clinton leads in their game 28-6. And Mason St. John's is 7-0. One more score coming in courtesy of GOC. Hudson leads Onstead 12-0 Hudson. Hudson is 5-0 Onsted, 2-3. So with all of that being said, let's take a two-minute break. We'll get you this week in MHSAA, and then we will be back to get you set up for the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more.
Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
At Summit Orthodontics, they love to smile and take pride in creating healthy smiles for you. Dr. B and her team will work with you to create a custom treatment option from preventative treatment, braces, Invisalign, and retainers. The fun and relaxed atmosphere minimizes discomfort and anxiety, so you'll be sure to leave with a smile no matter what. To schedule an appointment, call 782-9331, 782-9331. And if you really want to smile, Summit Orthodontics reminds you to support small businesses and shop local.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. One of our core beliefs is that every student deserves a quality education. East Jackson continues to lead the way in quality programming for students. We continue to offer one of the area's best offerings of science and technology classes, robotics, as well as a variety of athletic and music opportunities.
Hello, my name is Joel Cook, and I am the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. Education has changed, and at East Jackson, we are changing with it. Computers are great, but students don't benefit from staring at a screen all day long or from being inundated with homework. At East Jackson, we put an emphasis on hands-on activities and student-to-student interaction. We also want all of our students to acquire communication and leadership skills that will help them greatly, whether they choose the college route or choose to enter the workforce.
We continually search for ways to expand opportunities for our students. We thank our community for their unending support in our mission in educating the leaders of tomorrow, and we welcome you to be a part of the East Jackson family. To learn more, visit eastjacksonschools.org.
Top swim teams battle in Northville, and a fantastic finish on the gridiron capped by a receiver's huge night. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Northville hosted a swimming and diving quad over the weekend, and it brought four powerhouse teams to the pool. Joining them were Ann Arbor Pioneer, Birmingham Seaholm, and Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood. That's last year's Division I champ, Pioneer, last year's Division II champ, Seaholm, last year's Division III champ, Cranbrook, and last year's third place finisher in Division I, Northville. And when it was all said and done, Pioneer swept all three matches, with Stella Chapman and Sophia Guo turning in some big-time performances. Chapman finished first in the individual medley and backstroke and was on two first-place relay teams, the 200 medley and 400 free. Guo was first in the 100 freestyle, second in the 50 freestyle, and was also on two first-place relay teams, the 200 medley and the 200 free. The host team, Northville, finished second. The 2021 Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Championships will take place November 19th and 20th. The D1 finals will be at the Holland Aquatic Center, Division II at Oakland University, and Division III at Calvin University. Game balls this week go to Spring Lake golfer Clara Saunders. Saunders paced a balanced attack at the Ludington Invitational that saw her Lakers finish first among 12 teams, and her team best 87 was good enough for third overall. Ludington finished second, five strokes back. The Marquette volleyball team, playing in the nine-team Redette Rumble tournament, Marquette went 5-0 to take home the title and did so without dropping a set. They won 2-0 against Brimley in the semis and then Kingsford in the championship match. And to Woodhaven's Cornell Perry. Perry caught a touchdown pass in the game's final seconds to give Woodhaven a 33-28 win over Allen Park. Both teams were undefeated coming into the matchup. Perry ended the game with 9 catches for 164 yards as Woodhaven moves to 5-0.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process, and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid. Helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Three things can happen if a field goal attempt crosses the line of scrimmage but comes up short of the goal line. Do you know all three? First, the ball can go out of bounds. If that happens, the ball is dead, and on the change of possession, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball went out of bounds. Second, the kicking team can be the first to touch the ball. When that happens, this is the first touching, and again, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball was down. And third, the receiving team can return the kick, and they would take over on offense after the returner has been tackled or goes out of bounds. Think of a field goal attempt as a punt, and you'll always know what's possible if the kick comes up short of the goal line.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Schoolcraft's Hannah Thompson had a huge junior season on the soccer field. She scored 87 goals, which set the individual season state record. She didn't just set the record, she smashed it. Her 87 goals last year were 21 more than the previous record of 66 set in 2001. In fact, Thompson's 87 tallies are more than the boys' record of 76. So how does she spend the fall season of her senior year? By being the place kicker for the Schoolcraft football team. Through the team's first three games, she is 4-5 on point after tries, and she is the first female football player in school history. She's committed to Eastern Michigan to play soccer and will look to add to her goal-scoring record this spring. For more, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
At Summit Orthodontics, they love to smile and take pride in creating healthy smiles for you. Dr. B and her team will work with you to create a custom treatment option from preventative treatment, braces, Invisalign, and retainers. The fun and relaxed atmosphere minimizes discomfort and anxiety, so you'll be sure to leave with a smile no matter what. To schedule an appointment, call 782-9331, 782-9331. And if you really want to smile, Summit Orthodontics reminds you to support small businesses and shop local.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It is halftime as the Michigan Center Marching Band brings you the music of the Beatles. 1962's Love Me Do is first up. We've got a few minutes to go before the end of our halftime, Joe. And if you are head coach Ben Pack for the Manchester High School Flying Dutchman, you're in a pretty good position. I think you're pleased with what you saw in the first half, but you're not ecstatic. And you've still got to remember, there's a whole nother half to go.
Yeah, Jason, they actually caused four fumbles, recovering two of them. So they're looking pretty good defensively. Offensively, they're just taking advantage of the soft spots, which there aren't very many in that Michigan Center defense, but there's been a lot of miscommunication on that defense, especially that defensive line. They're getting a lot of yards on the ground and quite a few in the air as well.
Yeah.
If I'm Coach Ben Pack, I'm telling my guys, listen, we're in a good spot right now. We are playing a very, very good team. We have a very good chance of hitting 500, going on a three-game win streak after starting 0-3.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep on the gas pedal.
So now I'll flip it over on to the other side for you, Joe. Head coach Troy Allen, definitely not happy with that first half performance from his team. I've got to imagine the biggest thing that he's going to talk about is ball security and discipline. They had two opportunities on the exact same drive. They put the ball in the end zone, and it came back courtesy of a holding penalty.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Troy Allen right now, I'm just saying why. I'm not necessarily yelling. I'm not necessarily quiet. I'm saying why. You know, you were clearly the favorite coming into the night. There's a few people that picked the upset, picked Manchester over Michigan Center, and those people are delayed in the first half.
Yeah.
However, Michigan Center, we know, is so much better than this,
yes,
especially this season. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Manchester, because Manchester is also a very good ball team, but Michigan Center is so much better than what they did in that first half, only putting up 6 points and missing extra point and a chip shot field goal, which is not on brand for Michigan Center. They're usually very, very clean on special teams especially. So if I'm Coach Troy Allen, I'm just telling them, listen, we got to clean this up, guys. We're still in this. We're only down four. We've got 24 minutes to play in this game. Let's make them count.
Yeah, absolutely. As we get a drum break in the middle of Love Me Do from the Michigan Center Marching Band, the teams are back on the field. And the halftime festivities, Joe, I have to say a huge thank you to Athletic Director Chad Patrick, Superintendent Brady Cook, Lisa Falasco, the high school principal out here. Always so welcoming to us. And really, Kim Dowding, who was the first one that you met here at Michigan Center. I don't think you've ever been out here. And you know, we kind of joked, you know, when you're here, your family, you admitted you were a Viking, and said that everybody's a Cardinal when you walk through those gates.
Oh,
that was pretty cool.
She said, from the minute I said I'm a Viking in Cardinal country, she says, oh no, we don't say that word around here.
Yep.
We don't, you know, call people by the mascots that they graduated from unless you're a Cardinal. Because when you're out here, you're a Cardinal no matter what. So tonight, Jason, I am a Cardinal.
Yes.
We are all Cardinals tonight.
That's right. You walk through those gates and you are a Cardinal. And that is the mantra here for the Michigan Center School District. It's a wonderful environment out here. As you can see, the community turns out in a big way. You know, and even though it is homecoming, but still a huge turnout. Lots of different sales and things going on in the downtown. It was an awesome sight all day long here in Michigan Center. And if you've never had a chance to take in a game here, we highly recommend it. With that being said, we're going to take another quick 2-minute break as we wrap up the Jackson Pediatric Dentistry Dr. Steve Davenport halftime show. All the festivities are in the books. It's time to get back out onto the gridiron. We're back in 2 minutes on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With 5 dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in, or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022. 787-1022.
Any day is a great day to be at Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Go Comets!
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Center. Did you know that at Tripp's, we'll cover up to $500 of your insurance deductible or a rental car? And did you know that the insurance companies cannot tell you to go to their body shop that gives them a kickback? At Tripp's Collision Center, we work with all insurance companies, but we know you're the boss, you pay the premiums, you make the choice. At Tripp's Collision Center, the right repair is no accident.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust our comfort specialists at 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning to keep your heater running right. Whether you've got a furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any other type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 to schedule a $99 tune-up. Sing it with me.
Always on time, or you don't pay tax.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here as halftime is in the books, and the Cardinals are kicking away to the Dutchman to start our second half, and the clock will run with the younger Carson with the carry. And he will get the ball up to the 34-yard line for Gunnar Carson. And that is where we will get started here. I want to say congratulations to seniors Caden Highland and Olivia Schoen. They are your 2021 homecoming king and queen for Michigan Center this year. Good work by the band, as always, for their halftime show.
We do have a... Go ahead, Jason. Sorry.
It's the third time I've seen that this week. They've been busy this week. Shotgun, and the give is to Carson up the middle. He's going to get stuffed for a big-time loss.
Bet by Joe Atkins on there, and they're on that stop.
Joe, you had a out-of-town scoreboard, I believe?
A way, way out-of-town scoreboard update.
That's a Greg O'Connor special right there.
Oh, yeah, so we got a couple of them. We got Clinton 35, Blissfield 6, Hudson 12, Onset 0, DeWitt 42, I'm assuming Oakham is 0, and Marquette, the super out-of-town scoreboard update, 40, and Clare is at 39 points.
That's a trek for Marquette. There's a screen pass. It's complete. Still behind the line of scrimmage. Now he's going to have positive yardage, looking for more blockers. He's going to get free. Andrew Campbell makes it up to about the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and 4. Marquette to Clare is a trek. I wonder if maybe they chartered a nice flight or something to get down there, because that is a drive and a half.
I just want to know, who's the one scheduling these games? Like, who says, I want to play a game 4.5 hours away from us?
Don't know, but there is a keeper up the middle, going to be close to the first down on the carry, and they're at the 39, right at the marker. That was actually Garrett Pope on the carry. We'll see where the ball ends up. According to the official, they will move the chains. It's first and 10.
Now, and I don't want to, you know, play the blame game or anything, because our very own Jackson County's Lumen Christi takes the biannual trip up to Traverse City.
Yeah.
But still, that's a haul for
that
a,
is a,
for a game.
Looks like a pass here on first down. It's complete to Wyatt Carson. He's going to be hit as he makes the catch. And there'll be no gain. Second down and 10. So Cannon Duffing has been effective getting the ball out of his hand. Unfortunately, the receivers have been met right away after the ball is completed.
Well, he did that. Have that one heck of a throw to Aiden Kelly that was down the sideline, where Avery Nahal ended up catching up to him. But other than that, yeah, he's just throwing those button hooks and throwing those little seam routes, and they're working pretty well for him. Michigan Center hasn't really found the answer yet. See if they can find one here in the second half.
There's a give. Now it's a reverse, and it's going to be carried for a good gain of about 4 as they approach the 50. Garrett Pope takes the carry on that one. A nice little end-around reverse kind of play there.
Kyron Lane was just waiting there for him.
It'll be third down and 5. Cannon Duffing gets the play from the sideline. 9 and 10 to go here in our third quarter. The Dutchmen lead 10-6. Snap is away, and it's a give to Wyatt Carson. He's going to get hit in the backfield and brought down for a loss. That'll make it fourth down and about 6. He's brought down at the 48-yard line. They'll actually spot it at the 47. Wow. So Gunnar Carson will come out to punt this one away. He's been very, very good in the punt game. Back to return is Kyron Lane and Caden Highland. See if the homecoming king has some post-halftime magic. Snap is a high snap, nearly over his head. Kick is away, and it's a good one. And hit as he caught the football is Kyron Lane. Good tackle there. And the Cardinals will take over at the 25-yard line.
That 6'5" frame of Aiden Kelly, who's only 184 pounds, so he's tall and skinny, and he has very long strides in his runs. Yeah. Just met Lane right where he wanted, you know, right in the...
Yeah, timed it perfectly.
Oh, perfect.
Highland takes the snap. Oh, new quarterback in, and a little bit of miscommunication there, and he's going to get brought down for a loss. That was Dalen Hinkle in at quarterback, and Mitchell Corwin with the carry for the loss. So Highland will move to the tailback position. Hinkle in at quarterback as they try to tap into this 10-7 lead.
Hinkle, another senior, too.
Mm-hmm. So Hinkle in the backfield with Mitchell Corwin. He's going to take it and roll right. And he's going to be looking for a receiver. Complete. Breaks a tackle. Gets free. Pushed out of bounds. That's Carter McBride.
Push out of bounds there by Gunnar Carson. Once again, that freshman making very big plays with this Flying Dutchman defense.
So it's third down and about seven. We'll actually call it third and six according to the scoreboard, taking down to 7 minutes to go. Hinkle from the shotgun. Highland goes in motion. He is going to, no, he's not going to take the carry. Hinkle's going to take the football, and he is going to be across the 35 to the 36. That's a Cardinal first down. So far, so good. Easy sailing for the Cardinals as we get moving through. First and 10 from the 36-yard line.
Out of the shotgun.
Hinkle with the give, and the ball is on the ground. Manchester thinks they have it. Mitchell Corwin lost it on the transition. We'll see where, and center is going to hang on to that football. So it'll be second down and about nine on the play. So second and 10, 5:56 to go. Now down to 5:45 left. Hinkle. Man in motion is Highland. He is going to take the ball. Flag on the play. He's got the first down. He's going to be close to the 50 to the 48. We'll see what the flag is. It goes to the far or the near side of the formation. Not sure what the call is going to be here. We'll wait and see. The official penalty is illegal procedure against the Cardinals. That will walk it off.
Not as much noise in this first half or the second half so far than there was in the first half, Jason.
Yeah. And now they'll walk it back even further as they get the spot foul 5 yards back So it'll be second down and about 14 with 5:30 to go. Hinkle takes the snap. They'll give it. And good carry up the middle. He's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line on the carry. Caden Highland.
Not a favorable third and 14 right now, Jason.
A third down. Play's going to go to the left. Hinkle's going to fire complete and going to be short of the first down marker to the 47-yard line. They're close to that marker, and now they're saying move the chains. So first down, courtesy of Carter Hall.
Oh, no. Fourth and short.
Wow. So we've got one official saying move it, another one saying they're short.
If you're short, it's by the tail end of the
ball.
Yeah,
it's very, very tight, and it is a first down. So they will move the chains indeed. 4:41 to go. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Jonesville is up on Reading 20-8 on our out-of-town scoreboard.
I just want to hear them ring the bell down there, man.
It's a lot of fun. Three receivers set. Hinkle takes the snap, looking to throw. He's going to have to bail out of the pocket. He's got nobody with him. And now he's just going to bomb it deep into the cheerleaders. And will we get an intentional grounding? The Manchester sideline wants it. And he was out of the box. The question is, did he have a receiver within 5 yards?
If they get hit with an intentional grounding.
There it is.
Oh.
Yep. Intentional grounding. That's a tough one to swallow for the Cardinals.
No one is louder in a football stadium or field than the coach of the team looking for a penalty. Coach Ben Pack was pleading the case, and he was rewarded with that.
So it is a spot foul. They'll walk it off 5 yards. Make it second down, and oh, let's see here. How about 20-ish? So another snake-bitten drive for the Cardinals so far. It'll be second down and 10. So that penalty, not only do you go back the 10 yards, but you also, or the 5 yards rather, you also lose the down. And that's probably the more important thing here as we get set for this second down play. 4:26 to go. Hinkle takes the snap, drops back to pass. He's looking, got time, still has time, going to have to get out of the pocket. Now he's all over the place, back behind the 20-yard line. He's looking to fire. He does. Incomplete. Incomplete pass intended for Carter Hall.
Pass broken up there by number 6, Aiden Kelly. He's really got to watch himself, Jason, because he's playing with some pretty hot water over there on the Michigan Center sideline with a little bit of taunting over there. But
so now down to 4:14 to go. It's 3rd and 18 officially from the 37-yard line. They need to get to the Manchester 46. Hinkle, two tailbacks behind him. He's going to fake. Now they'll go the other way, and he's hit. And still on his feet, but he's behind the line of scrimmage is Mitchell Corwin on the reception. He's going to get brought down for a loss. It's going to be fourth and about 26 now after the completion. Tried to do a little double screen move. Didn't really work out the way they had hoped. Now with 3:41 to go, the punt team comes out.
Got two returners in a very peculiar position.
Punt is away by Hinkle. Good punt, towering punt. That's going to take a nice little cardinal bounce and roll all the way to the 21, where it will be down. So Manchester will take over on their own 21-yard line. We're going to take a 60-second break, and we will come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Parents, it can be pretty tricky to get your kids to the dentist, right? It's one of those visits that you yourself can be nervous over, too. Let the staff at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry take care of all your child's dental needs. With five dentists on staff and a combined 50 years of experience, their team can handle the routine preventative visits to patients with special needs, including safe and effective outpatient anesthesia for dental care. Make sure to schedule your infant for their first checkup at 6 months after their first tooth comes in or around 1 year old. Schedule your appointment at Jackson Pediatric Dentistry at 517-787-1022. That's 517-787-1022. 787-1022.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, second down and 10, and a big completion, and he's hit hard, incomplete. Knocked the ball loose. Good defensive play there by Brody Shannon. Pass was intended for Wyatt Carson. It'll bring up third down and 10 with 2:40 to go.
This is going to be a very, very crucial third down play here for this Michigan Center defense. Say, you know, they stop them. Let's say, best case scenario, fourth down and 10. Punter comes and flips the field, but he's only flipping the field to about the 40, 45-yard line. So still very, very manageable field position for the Cardinals.
Duffing takes the snap. It's a reverse, and he's got a lot of running room. He's got the first down. Brought down hard is Garrett Pope. And that'll move the chains with 2:33 to go here in our third. The Cardinals still trailing in this one to the Dutchman, 10-6.
Going to go ahead and call number 44, Kyron Lane's name once again. That big tackle was compliments of him. And he says keep the change on that one too.
So clock continuing to roll, now down to 2:15. The Dutchman hanging on to a 10-6 lead. It's first and 10 as they break the huddle. It'll be Gunnar Carson in the backfield with Duffing. And Gunnar Carson will have the football, still on his feet, still breaking tackles, finally brought down after a gain of about five. He gets up to the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and about five.
Looks like they're doing their 50-50 raffle drawing right now. One lucky winner will walk away with some cash.
You can walk away with cash, too. If you go to K1053.com/footballfrenzy, you can win $1,053.
Segway.
That's how it's done, kids. 1:20 to go here in our third quarter. Duffing from the shotgun. He's got Gunnar Carson in the backfield with him. And he is going to quick hitch route complete over the middle for another first down. That's Andrew Campbell. All reliable for Cannon Duffing. It'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line.
Yeah, another situation where if Caden Highland is not in that secondary, you've got a Manchester touchdown.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice little chunk of change for the 50-50.
Right, but they could also win $1,053.
I'd rather have that. Down under the final minute to go of our third quarter. Duffing's going to roll to his left. He's going to throw incomplete. Just overthrew Campbell.
Oh, yeah, Jason, that's bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to drive by really slowly, leaving this parking lot to see where that flame is coming from. See if they got some s'mores going.
Lots of woods back here. Beautiful setting here for the Cardinals. Here on homecoming. Probably one of the nicer weather homecomings we've seen in the last couple of years here for the Cardinals. It's second and 10 for the Dutchman as they continue their drive. Snap is away. It's a fake to Gunner and another slant route complete for the first down to Andrew Campbell. Literally just flipped the play and ran the same thing again.
Dalen Hinkle unable to do anything with that.
So now down to our final 48 seconds of the third. It's third down and very, very short. Now they'll move the chain, so it'll be first and 10 for the Dutchman.
And I will say, Jason, the Manchester Flying Dutchman coordinators are sitting to our left, and we have, in there, both of our windows are open, and so we have yet to hear a single murmur out of them over there.
Mm-hmm.
They're very cool, calm, and collected as opposed to some coaches we've seen in the past.
Yeah, they're talking about the defensive schemes and that the Cardinals are quick to show before the Dutchmen even break the huddle. Highland blitz coming. Big hit. Well-timed blitz by Caden Highland. Just blew through everyone and a big hit on Garrett Pope is a 6-yard loss. What a monster hit. As that will end our third quarter with an exclamation point for the Cardinals. We've played three. It is still 10-6 Manchester leading. We head to the final 12 minutes after a one-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like apple cinnamon, maple pecan waffle, and pumpkin cream brulee. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Columbia students are learning from our amazing teachers. The caring teachers at Columbia make a difference for all students. Columbia teachers nurture and educate your child for a successful future by focusing on learning and relationships. Our passionate teachers are dedicated, top-notch educators and genuinely care about students. Columbia School District leading the way in Jackson County, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. Final 12 minutes on the clock. Manchester with the football. They are at the 50-yard line. It is second down and 16 as they continue this drive. Caden Highland put an exclamation point on the end of the third with a monster hit off the blitz. We'll see what that does for the Cardinal offense. They look to pass. They're going to throw it deep to the right side.
Oh,
complete
no.
To Wyatt Carson. He's close to the first down. And I think he's going to have it to the 34-yard line.
I'm waiting for a flag after that. That was straight out of Brock Lesnar himself's playbook. What a suplex.
That was Fernandez Williams on the stop. So it is a chain moving completion. First and 10 for the Dutchman. 11:20 to go as they just take their time methodically down the field.
Now center is still in this.
Absolutely. And it is a give up the middle, still on his feet, finally brought down. That is Gunner Carson on the carry.
Carson is running the way we expected. K105 Caden Hyland to be running tonight. But Caden Hyland has been just shut down by that Flying Dutchman front line.
Second down and six. Dutchman just staying on schedule here. 10:30 to go. Duffing will have his two favorite targets to his left, along with Gunnar Carson. And he's going to look to throw to the right side of the formation. Incomplete, and a flag comes in late.
I don't know about that one.
The flag comes in very, very late. It looked like incidental contact to me. I don't even know if that ball was catchable, to be honest with you.
That ball did not look catchable from our angle. However, they are on the sides. They are on the field. Yep. They saw whether that was catchable or not. But it didn't look like he even made contact with him. He just put his arms up.
And that is a defensive pass interference call that the Michigan Center faithful clearly did not like.
And a flag on.
And Troy Allen is angry. Coach Allen is livid, and he's going to get another flag. Troy is incensed right now.
Oh, this crowd loves that out of Coach Allen.
Troy's getting his money's worth out of these referees tonight, and he is letting him know what the situation is.
Since when do officials carry two flags, by the way?
For that. That's why, right there. At least Coach Allen was kind enough to pick up one of the two flags and politely hand it to the official.
I'm surprised he hasn't been ejected.
I am surprised as well. So we'll see what the official call is here.
Jeez.
So that'll be unsportsmanlike against the Cardinals. So that one's going to push them all the way down. The Dutchman will have first and goal from about the 7-yard line.
Wow.
So it'll be first and goal from the 7, 10:19 to go after the pass interference followed by the unsportsmanlike. And now we will get underway.
We haven't seen Coach Troy Allen do that in a long time.
I don't think I've known Coach Allen for many, many years, and I don't think I've ever seen him that angry about a call. Blitz coming. They give it to Wyatt Carson. Flag on the play. They're into the end zone, but they're going to wave it off with the penalty. We'll see what the official call is here.
Looks like that's going to be a holding on number 56.
Yeah, it is in the area of holding, and it is a hold against the Dutchman.
Landon Levine was hitting himself on the helmet right after that flag was thrown because he knew it was him.
So that'll walk him back. It'll be first and goal from, see where the spot is, the 23-yard line. So first and goal and a long, long way to go. So all of that ground that they made up through Coach Allen being incensed on the sidelines and the pass interference has been erased here. Still 10:12 to go on the game clock. Now rolling to 10:08. First and goal from the 24 for Duffing and the Dutchman. Man in motion. They'll go to the right side. Now they'll look to the left. Pass is in the air.
Oh! Almost picked off there by number 8, Dalen Hankel. Little tip drill, unsuccessful.
Threw that ball into double coverage. Hinkle and Highland were over there and then laid in on the play. That was Kieran Lane who came over and almost had a play on the ball as well. So that'll make it second and goal from the 24.
Do you care for a quick out-of-town scoreboard update?
Bring it.
Battle Creek Harper Creek leads 27-7 with 6:10 to go.
Wow. Some work to do for the Titans. First, second and goal now. The throw from Duffing to the sideline. Incomplete. Out of bounds. Great defensive effort over there on the sideline by Caden McBride. And that'll make it third and goal from the 24. 9:47 to go. And Joe, I think if you're the Dutchman, this is likely a passing scenario, or do you get what you can on the ground and then try to go for three and force the Cardinals to score? Put it in the end zone, I guess I should say.
This is the only drive where you haven't had real positive success through the air, so I'm going through the air right now because you have those old reliables downfield, but they do choose for the run.
They go with the run, and it is Wyatt Carson, and he's just going to get what he can up to the 15.
That is no chip shot.
No, that'll be a
33-yarder.
33-yarder.
And I know a little something about 30-yard field goals, let me tell you.
No, you don't.
I thought I did. I thought I did. I did not.
You thought wrong. Nine. I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to. Kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good. So the Cardinals now trail by a score. It is 13-6. The Dutchman lead. We're back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Center. Did you know that at Tripp's, we'll cover up to $500 of your insurance deductible or a rental car? And did you know that the insurance companies cannot tell you to go to their body shop that gives them a kickback? At Tripp's Collision Center, we work with all insurance companies, but we know you're the boss, you pay the premiums, you make the choice. At Tripp's Collision Center, the right repair is no accident.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy, 9:05 to go in our game. The Cardinals now trail the Dutchman 13-6. They've got to put seven on the board to hang into this one. They've got 9 minutes to do it. The Dutchman getting set to kick this one away. Caden Highland back deep to return for the Cardinals. And the kick is away, and it's a good one. Pushes Caden Highland back to the 4. He'll take it up, and he will get across the 20. Has a seam to the 30. On his feet still. Still on his feet. Nice spin move to the 35, where he is finally brought down officially at the 34-yard line. Great return by Caden Highland. Sets up the Cardinals for a really solid start to this drive.
Caden Highland is doing anything and everything in his power to push this team to possibly some free football. You know, that's worst case scenario because they want to win this in regulation because they have a dance to get to, Jason.
Yes, they do, and it ends at 11, so TikTok.
And you can't be the homecoming king and just not show up to the dance.
Sure you can. It's fun. Lumen Christie recovered the onside kick. They now trail 27-14 with the football. Hinkle still in at quarterback. Highland in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. He's going to look for a seam. He's got the corner. He's going to get to the 40, to the 43.
Wow.
Big truck by Caden Highland.
I don't know what they're looking for there in terms of a call.
I don't know either. He just dropped the shoulder and off he went. Not sure what the call is. So Highland will throw the ball back to the official. And he's going to have to come off the field for some reason. I'm not sure why. 8:44 to go. Hinkle with Mitchell Corwin behind him. Snap is away. The give is to Corwin up the middle. He's got a lot of running room. Got the first down. Spin move gets him across the 45 down to the 46. Excuse me, the 44. No, they're going to spot it at the 43, so first and 10, and the Cardinals are on the move. And now this crowd's starting to get themselves back into it here. Caden Highland still on the sideline. He's nodding to a coach saying, I'm good to go. Hinkle with the snap. Goes to Corwin. He's got running room. He's got the corner. Got the first down and then some across the 30. Going to be brought down by a horse collar. And that is going to give the Cardinals some bonus yardage. That's the good news. The bad news is Mitchell Corwin was a little bit slow to get up. And he is hobbling after that horse collar tackle. He was brought down hard on the horse collar.
Wow, that's going to put another 15 on it.
Yeah, so he was brought down officially at the 27-yard line. So that'll put the Cardinals at the 12, first and 10.
Jason, looks like the Cardinals have met my old friend Mo. Momentum.
Yes, that's right.
That was so bad. Now I know why you give me those looks.
8:07 to go. I just pretend like you didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
8:07 to go.
My mom does that too.
First and 10 from the 12-yard line. They're actually going to spot him at the 14. Hinkle takes the snap. A little bit of a high snap. Bobbles. He just gets it to Highland. He's got some space. He's going to get ahead to about the 11. Looks like they might put him at the 10. And now Highland is slow to get up. And we'll get an official's timeout. We're going to stay here on the broadcast. Quick out-of-town scoreboard update from GOC. Jackson High leads 28-21 over Tecumseh.
Let's go, Vikings. It's been a rough road.
Yeah, they are 2-3 on the year, looking to get themselves to 500 in a very difficult conference. So Highland still slow to get up on this one. And Joey, this is an important piece to your ball club.
Very, very important piece.
Yep, they'll take the helmet off.
He is the heartbeat of this offense and defense. He's a locker room leader. He cannot, you know, he needs to at least be on the sidelines to cheer his guys on, which it looks like he will be.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. He is up and walking around under his own power. I don't know where his helmet went, but I'm sure somebody grabbed it for him.
I think it went down that hole that was in Space Jam.
Maybe it's where we buried the football after we won a game after 4 years back when I was in school.
He has buried a football?
He had to. 7:42 to go, and up the middle is Mitchell Corwin. He's going to get across the 10, still on his feet. Forward progress is going to get him to the 6. And there's a flag coming in late. Manchester's applauding the flag.
And Michigan Center's walking backwards.
Yes, they are.
On sportsmanlike
conduct.
Actually,
they shoved a ball player off the field, told him to just go sit down and take a breath. He needs to gain his composure here. So they're going to walk it off 15 yards from the 6 for unsportsmanlike.
That was definitely... Okay, that was... Okay,
yeah. So they will be at the 21. It's third down and a bunch. They've got to get to the 4.
I mean, what do you do here? You're missing Caden Highland on a crucial third down. Well, it looks like about, would you say 12? No, I'm sorry, further than that.
Yeah, they need to
about
get
16.
Yeah, 16, maybe 18. So you've got a couple options here. You've got Carter McBride out there. You've got Carter Hall, who's played well. Mitchell Corwin has done pretty well. Snap is away. Hinkle looking to throw. He's got time. He's going to go to the end zone. Incomplete.
Oh.
Broken up. Nice defensive effort by the Dutchman. Will make it 4th and 18. And good news for the Cardinals as Caden Highland will make his way back out onto the field. Dylan Hinkle getting the play call from head coach Troy Allen. 7:03 to go. They trail 13-6.
That could have been an interception there by number 7, Jackson
yeah.
McEwen. He had it in his big bear paws. He just deflected it.
Snap is away. It's a give. Now they'll go to Highland. It looks like they're going to try the Philly special. In goal! Carter McBride wide open. Incomplete, and that will turn it over on downs. A tough, difficult throw for Caden Highland to make, and he almost had it done on the Philly special.
If he just had a little bit more oomph on that, man, we're talking... These stands would be rocking
now. This place would have erupted on that play. But now, nonetheless, 6:57 to go. Manchester with the football. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. The Cardinals can get a stop, get the ball back, and still have plenty of time to get down the field. And the Dutchmen, conversely, can march themselves down the field, milk this clock, find themselves in a victorious position as there is a give to Carson, and he goes absolutely nowhere. He is going to be stuffed for maybe a one-yard loss.
Man, I cannot get over that absolutely unnecessary unsportsmanlike call.
Yeah.
You had that it in hurts. Your hands.
That one hurt indeed. So the play comes in from the sideline. Duffing breaks the huddle. 6:21 to go. Shotgun formation. Wyatt Carson to his left. Snap is away. It's a give to Carson. Football! And the Cardinals have
it! Picked it up! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What a momentum shift!
And it is Brody Shannon who takes the football away for the Cardinals, and they are back in business, first and 10, 17-yard line, 6:11 to go.
That is one of very, very, very few mistakes that the Flying Dutchmen have made tonight, and that might have just cost them.
Final for Western, they win at 13-7 over Coldwater. They'll go to 4-2 on the year. Hinkle takes the snap. Highland in motion. And it's going to be an option keeper for Hinkle up the middle to the 5. Brought down hard. Looks like he may have only gotten to the 6.
And a flag.
There's a flag down late. But it is in the area of holding. And it is against the Cardinals. It's a holding call against the Cardinals.
Absolutely disappointing.
Yeah, that one kind of stings a little. It'll be first and 13. Ball is on the 19-yard line. They need to get down to the 8. Snap is away. The give is up the middle to Shannon. Get minimal gain. He'll get back across the original line of scrimmage. Plus a yard. So make it 3rd down and about 9.
Now we do have a couple of out-of-town scoreboard updates. We have a final score from Battle Creek. Harper Creek beats Lumen Christi 33-14. And JHS finds themselves up 28-21 still, end of the third quarter.
Highland got a seam. He's got the first down in the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan center. Caden Highland on the end around. Found a seam and ring that bell. This game is now a one-point game. It's 13-12.
Oh, that's so much fun. I like that bell.
Highland's second touchdown of the game.
Do you set up for a kick or do you set up for a two-point conversion? Because you're 0-for-2 on kicks.
Well, he's looking to kick it. Reed Schaaf will be out there. The senior kicker, left-footed. Not that that matters.
Not very many of them.
Looking to tie this game up. Snap is away. Kick is down. Kick is blocked! No good, and the Cardinals trail by 1. So it'll be 13-12 with the Dutchman coming back on offense with 5:05 to go. We're going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll in Michigan Center. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. We laugh, we learn, we care deeply, and we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org or by calling 764-5778. Go Cardinals.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. You can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPen.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It's 13-12, the Dutchman lead after the successful score and blocked extra point for the Cardinals. Reed Scaife getting set to kick it off. Hands team on the field for the Dutchman. And the kick is away. It is a good kick, end over end. They're going to nearly run into each other, and now they'll take it. That's Aiden Kelly who's got the football. They're trying to rip it away from him, but he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. Excuse me, the 25-yard line. And that is where the Dutchman will take over with just under 5 minutes to go.
Not as deep of a kick as we expected it to be, but still very... very accurate, very precise, right down the middle, and for a short gain. So honestly,
yeah,
if it was a touchback, it'd be at the 25 anyways.
Yeah.
So.
And during the break, we were talking about whether or not they should squib it or onside it, but then we noticed the hands team was out, so we said, you know, that's not the best move there. Duffing, looking to throw. He's got the slant route, and incomplete. It hit the dirt, intended for Jackson McGeehan. That'll be second down and 10. And, Joe, that's an odd call with 4:59 to go. You throw the football. It's incomplete, and now the clock has stopped.
Well, Jason, I'm very, very, very familiar with Manchester's head coach, Coach Ben Pack. He coached Jackson High my senior year when I was a band geek, and we went 0-9 that season. We didn't throw a lot. So seeing him throw a lot here in Manchester is a different sight.
Oh, and the fumble is loose. Wyatt Carson lost it on the transition, and he just has to fall on it. That's going to be a big loss of about 5. It'll be third down and 15. Now the Cardinals starting to get into this one.
This crowd is really starting to just come unglued.
Big third down play. It's third and 14. The Dutchmen have to get to the 36-yard line. Taking their time, getting to the line of scrimmage.
As they should.
Quarterback Cannon Duffing's not even in the huddle yet. Just ticking time off. They may take a delay of game. Nope, they're going to take a timeout. So we'll take a break ourselves. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Now at Nightlight in downtown Jackson, enjoy a great time inside or outside on the patio right in front. Nightlight has weekly entertainment with DJ trivia on Thursdays, live music on Fridays, and karaoke on Saturdays. Nightlight, same great food with new menu items as well. Be sure to like Nightlight on Facebook to see upcoming events and daily specials. Nightlight can even cater your next event. Stop in today and find out more. Downtown Jackson's best value for dinner, drinks, and live entertainment is Nightlight on West Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Third and 14, they'll roll out to pass. Duffing under pressure, he's going to get sacked! Wow-wee! They rush four. And that is a big-time sack. The Cardinals have a man down. It's going to be fourth down and forever. But the Cardinals, it's a little bit bittersweet as there is a player down on the field for the Cardinals. And, Joe, it didn't really look like they brought much of a blitz. It looked like just the ends got around and were able to get in with little impunity.
That is textbook exactly what you want. That's why you only play four or five in the box, because you're hoping that those ends are going to do their job. And right there, their job was done. It is fourth and 20 with plenty of time left on this clock.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is Verlandez Williams, who's been a monster on that defensive line all day for the Cardinals. He is able to get off the field under his own power, which is a positive sign. It'll be fourth and 20, 3:56 to go. The clock should start running here momentarily. The Cardinals will get their punt team out. Kyron Lane will be back to receive along with Caden Highland, and Mitchell Corwin is going to head back there as well. Now Lane will come off to the sideline. So it'll be Mitchell Corwin, Caden Highland taking the punt. The punter for the Dutchman is Carson. He has been phenomenal on the punt game in this one. He's punting from his own 4-yard line, though. Snap is a good one. The punt is away. It's a good punt. Gets to about the 41. Highland's going to take it, and he's going to be brought down at the 43 of Manchester. So good field position to start this drive, Joe.
That was a really big tackle there by Aiden Kelly. He knew, he recognized who was the one returning yep. that ball, and he put his afterburners on to make sure that that was not going any farther than where it's at.
Absolutely. So we've got 3:42 to go. The Cardinals trailing by a point. It's 13-12. They've got the ball at the Manchester 43. They're in positive territory. And this is going to be a very interesting finish to this one. Hinkle in the backfield. He's got Highland and Corwin with him. Going to take the snap. They're going to go with Highland. He's going to go up the middle. He's got running room near the first down across the 35 to the 33-yard line. We'll see if they move the chains. And it's going to be close. It's very, very close. And it will be, they're going to call for a measurement, and that's the smart thing to do. Just make sure, because this is a crucial down here. You either are facing second and inches, or you're looking at a first and 10 and a fresh set of downs ready to rock and roll. But they are on schedule, though, if this is still a second and inches. This is the kind of thing where you can just fall forward and you've got the first down.
I mean, I think I can guess the play, regardless whether it's second inches or first and 10, I think we're going to be looking at some kind of pitch to Highland.
Yeah, they are short, so it'll be second down and inches to go. So it'll be second and very, very short. 3:36 to go. They stay in that pistol formation with Hinkle. Corwin is behind him. The Cardinal faithful getting into this one. They're going to go up the middle with Corwin. He's got the first down, and he's going to be brought down at the 31-yard line, it looks like. So they'll go ahead and move the chains to Cardinal first down with 3:25 to go.
Now the clock is starting to be on the Cardinals' side. They do find themselves down one.
Yeah.
But still, this Flying Dutchman defense, other than those field goal attempts, they're not really holding up on this drive so far.
Indeed. 3:05 to go. Hinkle from the pistol. Highland's going to go in motion. He's going to take the football. He's got the corner. He's across the 20. He's all the way to the house. Touchdown, Michigan Center. The Cardinals jump out in front. It's now 18-13, pending the PAT.
My, oh my, Jason. We just saw the homecoming king score three touchdowns in one game, two in the last 5 minutes.
You know, my alma mater now leads 18-13. I've got news from the game at your alma mater. Jackson was up 28-21 last we knew. Tecumseh went down the field and scored.
Okay.
Missed the PAT. The Vikings win it 28-22.
Let's go, Vikings. All right.
So it's 18-13. The Cardinals lead, 2:54 to go. Joe's in a great mood.
Oh, phenomenal. Cardinals, we're never here.
Cardinals will go for two here. Hinkle from the pistol. Man in motion. They're going to fake the pitch. They're going to roll to the right. They're looking. Incomplete. Intended for Carter McBride. So it'll be 18-13. The Cardinals lead by five. 2:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're back in a minute on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At Summit Orthodontics, they love to smile and take pride in creating healthy smiles for you. Dr. B and her team will work with you to create a custom treatment option from preventative treatment, braces, Invisalign, and retainers. The fun and relaxed atmosphere minimizes discomfort and anxiety, so you'll be sure to leave with a smile no matter what. To schedule an appointment, call 782-9331. 782-9331. And if you really want to smile, Summit Orthodontics reminds you to support small businesses and shop local.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, don't blink. It's an 18-13 game. The Cardinals lead in this one. The Dutchmen take the kickoff down to the 25-yard line where they are met and stopped. And this is where their drive began. Last possession, Joe, and they went nowhere.
Mr. Momentum has officially swung, and it is fully in the favor of Cardinal Country. They found themselves down by a touchdown, then find themselves down a point, and now they're up five. All they got to do is just protect for the next 2:48. Yeah.
Stand strong here on this defensive front. Duffin going to look to throw. He's got the in route. Incomplete. Pass is broken up. Couple of defenders on the play there for the Cardinals. That pass intended for Jackson McGeehan. He's been sort of a reliable target for Cannon Duffin in this one and just threw it a little bit short.
Kyron Lane looked like he was actually going to have the pick on that, but no bueno on that.
So 2:45 to go now. Second down and 10. Cardinal faithful getting into this one. Duffing takes the snap. Going to look to throw. He's in trouble. Now he's got to get the ball off. Incomplete. Nobody around.
For the first time since after the first possession, the Dutchmen find themselves with their backs against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's in crunch time.
Yeah, this game looked like it might get over in a hurry the way the Cardinals started out of the gates here to start this game. And then they just got absolutely shut down until the last maybe 4 minutes of this game. And now they have come roaring back with two scores in the last 6 minutes or so. And now they've got a third and 10 for the Dutchman. Duffing looking to throw. He's in trouble. He's got to roll out. Williams hit him as he threw. Incomplete. Now, the Cardinals are wanting the intentional grounding here, but I think, Joe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Williams made contact with him as he threw, unless maybe I missed that.
I think, Jason, that's a close enough call where you could be absolutely correct on that.
It's going to go either way.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue
it's
either
a 50-50
way. Yeah,
call.
Exactly. And turns out the Jackson High game is not over.
Oh, I thought.
Update. 36-27, they scored and got the two-point conversion.
Hey.
6 minutes left in the game.
Oh, see, I was told it was over, so there you go. Meanwhile, in our game, the Dutchmen are facing a tough 4th and 10 from their own 25, 2:36 to go. They need to get to the 35-yard line, and this house is rocking. Duffing takes the snap. There's a whistle, and it's a timeout from the Dutchman bench. So we'll take a minute ourselves. We'll take 30 seconds, rather. Let's take 30 seconds because I want to make sure we're back for this one on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business, the drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. That's right, I am now Jason Smith and my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy. Just
That's
kidding.
Not true because I know how to kick a field goal.
See, now I'm sad.
4th and 10.
Wow.
Here we go. That's how you bring the broadcast back into your hands. Listen to this center crowd getting absolutely wild here.
We're a solid 60 feet off the ground, and it is shaking right now.
The Dutchman head to the side, or to the line of scrimmage. 2:35 to go, 4th and 10, and now the Dutchman will take another timeout. And Joe, these are crucial, important timeouts that you have to burn. And I don't know if maybe it's because they don't have the right formation out there, because they can't hear, or what the situation is. But this is an important, important play here, and you have to get it exactly right. The question is, Joe, how deep into the playbook do you go? Do you go razzle-dazzle, or do you stay sort of in those first couple of pages?
Maybe not razzle-dazzle, but I'm definitely looking at pages 4 and 5. You're looking at the plays that you pull out, like, i.e., the Philly special.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been electric if it would have landed.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to go in and improvise a little bit. Not necessarily a Philly special, or maybe a flea flicker, or maybe a shovel pass, or something that's going to throw off that defense.
Yeah.
Long enough to where you can get positive yardage and a first down.
So we'll get back at it here. The Cardinals on the field in formation, ready to rock and roll. The Dutchmen now break the huddle. They have burned two timeouts for this one play. 4th and 10, 2:35 to go. Duffing takes the snap, looks to throw. He's going to go down the middle.
He's got it!
First down Dutchman from the 45-yard line. It's that slant route that they ran before. This time they run it with Garrett Pope, and it's complete for a first down for the Dutchman. 2:29 to go.
I cannot talk about that throw enough. That was a needle in a thread.
Yeah.
There was no room for error on that pass.
And he came up big with it.
And he came up huge.
1st and 10. Duffing takes the snap in the hurry up, looking for that out route. Hit as he throws. Complete to Campbell, still on his feet. Going to get across the 50, brought down at the 48. Andrew Campbell with the reception makes it 2nd down and short. The clock is moving now. Manchester only has a timeout left.
Yeah. So, we might
so now we're going to have a confab here. The clock shouldn't have stopped. He wasn't out of bounds. So there's 1:54 on the clock. 2 minutes and 1 second will be the call. Everybody and their brother saying, put 2:01 on the clock, and that's what they get. So
I know,
2:01.
I know exactly what that feels like.
Yep. Everybody and their brother yelling at you. Yeah. 2:01 to go here. Second down and about four for the Dutchman. Duffing from the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looking to throw. He's going to go right sideline.
Oh!
Complete.
Came back for it.
It is complete on the sideline, just across the 30 to the 29. That was Andrew Campbell on the reception. Another big catch by Campbell. And it'll be first and 10 from the 29.
Another big defensive play there by Dalen Hinkle.
Yeah. 1:54 to go. They get to the sideline. Snap is away to give to Carson. He's got the ball across the line of scrimmage. Gain of about two. Clock is still moving. The Dutchmen, of course, still have one timeout to burn. Now down to a minute 40. They go into hurry-up mode.
I got to imagine Coach Pack is really kicking himself for using that second timeout.
Yeah.
You're still in good position, though.
Two receivers to the right of the formation. Man in motion. It is a give to the runner on the outside. He's going to get out of bounds. That's Garrett Pope on the carry. Picks up about three. Kills the clock at 1:21.
Now I know why this cheerleading team are some state champions back-to-back-to-back, whatever, however they have in the last 5 years.
They've won a ton over the last probably 15 or so years.
Super creative.
Minute 21 to go. Duffing takes the snap. It's a give to Carson. He's got the corner. Still on his feet. Wrestled down at the 20, maybe the 19. Going to be close to that first down marker.
Jeff Loomis for Manchester looking for a horse collar, but
yeah,
none to be seen.
That's going to be fourth down. We get a timeout. The officials didn't signal who called the timeout. They're going to get a measurement now. Looks like they may have it. It's going to be close. No, they're going to be well short. So it'll
Matt Damaris here from Michigan Center Schools, and I'm here to tell you how we roll in Michigan Center. When you're a member of the Cardinal family, we treat you like you're one of our own. Our guiding principle for all students is to build relationships first, then point you in the direction of your future based on your unique set of skills and interests. We laugh, we learn, we care deeply, and we commit all our resources to ensuring that our students have a happy, healthy, meaningful school experience. We invite you to join the family at Michigan Center. You can find us at mccardinals.org. Or by calling 764-5778. Go Cardinals.
Hello, this is Joel at Will Be Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Will Be Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at willbetransitmix.com.
Any day is a great day to be at Comet. With our dedicated staff, great students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton is the right choice for your student. From young fives all the way to dual enrollment and middle college options, along with our proven intervention programs and our alternative virtual program for high school students, we are ready to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. An area leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. At Hanover Horton, we are small enough to care, but still able to meet the needs of every student. For more information, look us up on Facebook or visit hanoverhorton.org. Hanover Horton School. Create in a better world, one student at a time. Go Comets!
We got a lot to talk
about. We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here with you after technical difficulties. You have missed quite a bit since we've been gone. It's 18-13, Michigan Center leads. There is a Dutchman player down. It is third down and 10. The Dutchman need to get to the 2-yard line in order to get a first down. They have the ball at the 12. It is a third and 9 play, Joe, or excuse me, third and 10, I believe, actually. The last play from scrimmage was a pass that was incomplete, knocked up, broken up by the Cardinal defense, and this place erupted, and now we've got a critical third down play, 14 seconds to go. Dutchmen still have one timeout left, and it'll be interesting to see what they come up with while they tend to this injured Dutchman.
Yeah, Jason, a lot just happened in the course of about 15 seconds of game time. Like you said, this crowd literally erupted when that pass was broken up because it looked like it was going to be a first down at the half-yard line, if not, you know, rolling in for the touchdown. But now this is the most crucial play for Michigan Center's defense this year so far, I should say.
So Brady McGuin is the injured Dutchman. He gets off the field under his own power, albeit very slowly. Third down and 10 is the play. They've got the speed rushers in on the defensive line. Duffing takes the snap, looks to throw, got to get it off quick, incomplete! That'll bring up fourth down for the Dutchman. 7 seconds left, Joe. They have got to score on this play.
A lot has to happen in the next 7 seconds or the next down, whatever happens first.
Yes.
You know, whatever ends up. Oh, my goodness. I am just absolutely amazed at this treat of a ball game that we've been able to watch. And Coach Allen has his arms up, and I really hope he doesn't cause another personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct on himself, because this is great position for his defense right now with all the momentum on his side.
So he's getting a conversation. So they need 10 seconds on the clock. That's what the confab was 10 seconds up on the clock.
Now 4th and 9.
Yeah,
wow.
It is 4th down and 9. And nobody seems to know what down it is. It's 4th. Go ahead. You can,
wait for it.
It's 4th down. Go ahead. Flip it.
Wait for the flip.
There it is. Hey, we got it. I think we've got this game all set up now. Fourth and 10 from the 12. They've got to get to the 2. 10 seconds left. This place is about to go insane. Oh, and they got him to jump. Oh, the center took a timeout. They almost had the illegal procedure on the Dutchman. We'll take a 30-second break, and we will come back on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heater to quit on you. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, we'll get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 for a free service call with complete repair.
Always on time, boy, you don't pay it back. Always on time, boy, you don't pay it back.
Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Jason Smith, Joe Cassidy back here. It is fourth down and 10 for the Dutchman. The Cardinals took a timeout to make sure their defense is exactly the way they want it. The Dutchman will talk over this big play. They need to put the ball in the end zone in the next 10 seconds. Would give them the lead. A field goal is not enough. They need the six. Duffing from the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz coming. They're going to look to throw. Incomplete. No flags. And the Cardinals will take over on downs.
Turnover on downs. And that only took 3 seconds off. That felt like so much longer.
No flags on the play. So the Cardinals will take over on downs, 7 seconds left, and they will survive. And Joe, we talked about this, and we'll talk about it more during our post-game show brought to you by One North Kitchen and Bar. This game is always a dogfight, and this is exactly what we got. It's now first and 10 for the Cardinals, 7 seconds. The Dutchmen do have a timeout, but this is a basically victory formation type situation for the Cardinals.
I am just in disbelief at what we just saw. What a great, great game.
Hinkle will go from the pistol. Snap is away. He'll take the knee, and we will run the clock. And they will not use their final timeout. So ring that bell, cheerleaders. Bring out the fight song as the Michigan Center Cardinals go to 5-1 on the year with an 18-13 victory over the Manchester Flying Dutchman. We will take a 2-minute break and we'll come back with the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's coverage of Football Frenzy on K105.3.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events and promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
At Tri-County Water, we're here to solve your water problems for good. If you're experiencing hard water buildup on fixtures and appliances, or noticing your water causing staining or having an unpleasant odor, we're here to help. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water problems for over 50 years and is still family-owned and operated. If you're interested in a new water softening or filtration system, get the ball rolling today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com. One of our experienced techs will test your water and give you a professional recommendation on the spot. We also service all makes and models. Whether you're looking for a new system, having an older system serviced, or simply looking for someone to deliver water or softener salt, Tri-County Water would love to earn your business. Schedule today by calling 517-787-6515 or by visiting tricountywater.com.
Fall back into fitness at the Jackson YMCA. The YMCA has something for everyone this fall. The Y has added 15 more group exercise classes, including yoga, bar, and aqua boot camp. Classes are open to members and the community. Youth sports are back, and kids ages 3 through 8 can learn or improve their basketball and soccer skills. And the Y's Kids Zone reopens September 7th, giving parents a safe place for their kids while they use the YMCA facility. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Nathan Smith, Joe Cassidy. It's the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show on K105.3 Football Frenzy. And, Joe, this game was one you couldn't blink. It turned out to be quite the barn burner, and you wouldn't know it when the game first got started. It started with Caden Hyland going 70 yards for the score, and it looked like center was going to run away and hide with a big, big win. And then the Dutchman woke up, and that resulted in all kinds of fun things happening for us. You had Wyatt Carson run in for the score to make it a 7-6 ball game. He went 38 yards. You had the field goal from Max Edwards. Then Carson punched in another one into the end zone to make it 13-6. And then you had Caden Hyland run in from 21 yards for the score to make it 13-12. Extra point was blocked. Then center turned up the wick on defense, really got the strength going there, got it moving. And then Caden Hyland, a 26-yard touchdown run for the score, put the Cardinals up 18-13. 2-point conversion, no good. That's where we ended up, 18-13. The Cardinals are victorious. They go to 5-1. Meanwhile, Manchester falls to 2-4, but not without a fight. They came out here, and they punched the Cardinals in the mouth for a lot of this game, Joe. And I think we can safely say that Manchester can walk out of here with their heads held very, very high.
Absolutely, Jason. Just kind of going down the rest of Manchester's schedule. They have Hanover Horton at home and then Grass Lake away.
Winnable games.
Very, very winnable games. So you can bring that to a 2-5.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, a 4-5, where we've seen 4-5 teams make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. And with the new playoff format, it's all about the points that you rack up. Now, they're not going to get a whole lot of points, or they won't get any points out of this game, obviously. But if they can beat a Hanover team who's right in that tier with them, and they can take out a Grass Lake team who is also in that same tier, in that sort of middle of the pack of the Cascades Conference, you go into that Big 8 game with a lot of momentum and an opportunity to do some damage in that crossover game with one of the middle tier Big 8 teams. You could find yourself with plenty of playoff points to get yourself into a favorable position come playoff time.
Absolutely. You know, if you're Manchester, you're actually a really, really good team. Looking at their losses,
mm-hmm.
Clinton, their first game. Clinton is always at the top of the division every single year.
Yep.
Lost to them in the first game at home, 15-48. Then they went to Addison and got punched in the mouth there, 13-42. They're also a juggernaut. So back-to-back juggernauts. Then they played a very, very hot, at the time, Napoleon team.
Who was in, and Manchester was in that game the entire time.
Yeah, and the final score was 18-20 on that. Then they go punch East Jackson in the mouth a couple times. Then go squeak one out away at Quincy.
Who's a decent team.
Who's a very decent team, and then only lose by 5 to a team that is going to win another district championship.
Yeah, who was very, very much favored to win this conference.
Absolutely.
It was going to be between them and Addison. And, you know, so a great game out of the Manchester Flying Dutchman. Meanwhile, on the flip side, we might as well get it right now and talk about the Tri-County Water player of the game, Caden Hyland, who kind of did it all for the Cardinals, which has kind of been a recurring theme this year. He's been the man that they've leaned on pretty heavily. He got banged up sort of in the middle of the game, but they rebounded quite nicely to find themselves in a very favorable position. Caden Hyland got the job done when it mattered most, and that put the points on the board that they needed.
It didn't take much for Hyland to, you know, really get back into things.
Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, in game time talks, it took a long time. In real time talks, didn't take much, and really kind of jumping off to a real momentum shifter was a really, really weird pass interference call that really should have been called that actually fired up Coach Troy Allen so much. He got not one, but two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on himself.
Yeah, and that is our nightlight play of the game, is that play that resulted in the pass interference call that, as you mentioned, got head coach Troy Allen so incensed that he got himself a pair of personal fouls. And if you know the Cardinal way, I guess would be the best way to put it, it's something that we talk about a lot here at Michigan Center Schools. My kids go here. I hear the Cardinal way a lot. It is keep yourself in check. Keep your emotions in check. Yes, people get angry. Yes, people get frustrated. Yes, things don't really go your way. But there is a way to go about handling that to make yourself successful and to set yourself up to learn from that experience and set yourself up for success. So to see him sort of explode like that was just, it was so different to see, and it fired up the crowd, it fired up the team, and it was exactly what this team needed. It lit that fire in them, and it got them the points that they needed, and they came out strong with that one.
Before that, Jason, this crowd was dead. The team was lacking.
Yeah,
I even said it to you off air that under one of our breaks, this is a very, very quiet, who's normally very loud Michigan Center crowd.
Yeah,
because it didn't look like Michigan Center was getting any offense in. And then those last few minutes of that fourth quarter, they pushed and pushed and pushed. They got the right calls. They got that fumble recovery.
Yeah,
huge. That was big. And then that huge play on that fourth and nine from the 12-yard line at the goal line, pass breakup.
Yes.
Which they were looking for they were looking for the flag, they were looking for the pass interference, but that was such a hit or miss call. Very, very hit or miss call. That was another 50-50 call that, you know, if one ref saw it and he threw the flag, you can't argue it. If the other ref saw it and didn't, you know, and didn't think it was a flag, then he's not going to throw the flag. It was very much a 50-50 call. And at the end of the night, the Cardinals are still in it.
Yeah.
They are still in it. And I tell you right now, Jason, I would put my bottom dollar on it that Dawson, Richie, and Cole were all here tonight.
As they have been all throughout this. And, you know, when they sing the fight song here in Michigan Center after victories, they raise the jerseys of those three young men. And, you know, this has been a season that could have gone either way for them. It's a season that they could have said, you know what, we lost three of our brothers. Sure, they're not on the team anymore, and they had graduated, but they were still a big part of the community. They were still a big part of the core here of the football team. They were close to a lot of the guys on this team, and that could have been a recipe for, you know, a season where they kind of folded up. They didn't do that, and that's something that's been very special about this team, and it's something that they're never out of anything. They will get the job done no matter what, and I look forward to seeing what the rest of Michigan Center's schedule holds. And Joe, as we look into that, into Michigan Center's schedule, it's somewhat favorable for them going forward.
Yeah, Jason, so what we're looking at is they host Napoleon next week, which is a very winnable game. And then they are away at East Jackson.
Yeah.
And to close out the season, what is the Big Eight Cascades?
The crossover
conference.
Game.
Yeah, the crossover game.
Which they likely will see maybe a Jonesville team. Jonesville may end up playing Addison, which might be a really, really great game as well. But it'll be one of those top-tier teams of the Big Eight.
You know, we were really treated to a great game last year between Jonesville and Michigan Center late in November. And I hope it's not as late in November, but, you know, what a game. Yeah. And I'm so excited. If they get Jonesville, oh my gosh, I want that game.
That'll be a fun one for sure. And I look forward to what the rest of the schedule holds for Michigan Center. Again, Napoleon will be a tough game. They've been a surprise this year. Next year, we find ourselves, then next week they have a very winnable game in East Jackson, a team that Michigan Center is kind of pushed around quite a bit the last handful of years because East Jackson is just a struggling program. But nonetheless, it'll be a fun experience the rest of the way to see what this Cardinal team can do and see who they run into in that Big Eight crossover game. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our sponsors as we wrap up the One North Kitchen and Bar post-game show. Big thank you to Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They brought us all of our touchdowns. The pregame show brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. Our first quarter, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The halftime show, courtesy of Jackson Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Steve Davenport. The scouting report during our pregame show is brought to you by Recruit Specialized Staffing. Our player of the game, courtesy of Tri-County Water, and our play of the game with Night Lights. Michigan Center Schools on the broadcast with us today, along with Tom Coffey Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Level 1 Bank, Wilby Transit Mix, Aeroquip Credit Union, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Jackson YMCA, Hanover Horton Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, East Jackson Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Columbia School District, Grimes Plumbing, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and last but certainly not least, our True Community Credit Union. They are bringing you all of K105.3 Football Frenzy this year. You can go to K105.3.com/footballfrenzy, enter for a chance to win $1,053, and you can find out where we will be next week, which is, Joe?
We are traveling to the woods of Addison County for Grass Lake, taking on Addison.
Yeah, should be a barn burner there as well. Addison, the top of the pops here in the Cascades Conference. Grass Lake is on the come up. Should be a fantastic game. Stay tuned. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff next week on Friday. For Josh Ankrell back in the studio, turning all the knobs and making us sound as amazing as we do. You're the man, and my broadcast partner, Joe Cassidy. My name is the Mayor, Jason Smith, and we will see you in Addison next week.
See ya.
Tonight's game on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by True Community Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Level 1 Bank, Aeroquip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, Dr. Steve Davenport, the Jackson YMCA, Hanover Horton Schools, Penn Chiropractic Center, East Jackson Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Columbia School District, Kelly Express Mart, One North Kitchen and Bar, Grimes Plumbing, and the Clothing Cell. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.